Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yes, that's right. Robin Akiva Nita podcast is back today, and we are going to be doing, to my knowledge, the first ever dad joke off here on episode number 155. And let's bring in one of the greatest dads of four kids and four and a half podcasts. Here he is. It's Uncle Kiva, Akiva Whitaker.
I'm this podcast's dad.
Are you this podcast's dad?
You said like a dad to four kids and four and a half podcasts.
I guess so. I guess it's sort of like a My Two Dads situation,
which is
like come full circle from when I was trying to get season 3, episode 7 of My Two Dads on in the fishbowl at one point. I'm not sure My Two Dads went three seasons, but there you go. Was Paul Reiser one of the dads?
I don't know. It was your show. I don't really know anything about My Two Dads.
Akiva, I wanted to talk about all week. Paul Rudd was named the sexiest man alive. Yeah, are you buying or selling Paul Rudd as the sexiest man alive?
You know, they tend to name people who are like post-hype.
Post-hype.
Right? They name people sexiest man alive, and it's really a publicist award. It goes to the person who's the best publicist that year.
And Paul Rudd has the best.
But it's, I mean, how old is Paul Rudd? 45?
Something like that.
He was older. Yeah, it was an adult in Clueless, right? So, he was old enough to sleep with his own sister. But, yeah, in Clueless. So, Paul Rust is...
Paul Rust. He's 52. Sorry, Paul Rust.
52. Yeah,
52. So. Yeah. So, I don't know. Paul Rudd, not in my top 100 sexiest men.
Should we do that? Should that be an episode? Robin Akiva's 100 sexiest men alive.
Sexiest men alive.
I would do it.
I think
that's a good episode.
I mean, maybe should we do like 32 more on brand?
Yeah, 32 is better, but not a tournament. People are a little tournamented out right now, bracketed out.
All right. So maybe the tournament should be we should start with 100, get down to 32, and then call it the 32 sexiest men alive.
Yeah, get down to the 32. We could ask all of our guests we'll speak to in a minute today what they think of Robin Akiva ranking the 100 sexiest men alive.
All right. So today we are going to be listening to dad jokes to see if any of these dad joke, maybe non-affectionados, see if they get any reaction. And, you know, I want to say, do you have any recollection of how this idea came to be?
I really don't.
Yeah.
It hasn't been beating around for a long.
I really want to say that it was, maybe it came in something on the mailbag, and that I feel like that I put my spin on it here, that I said that, you know, the dad jokes need to be, we need, a panel of Kirsten McInnes types to listen to the dad jokes. And if any of them make them laugh, that's how we'll know what's the funniest dad joke. And of course, we could not do this podcast without the ultimate Kirsten McInnes type. It's Kirsten McInnes.
I really thought you were going to bring in someone else and be like, this is the new and improved.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Kirsten, do you like the term a Kirsten McInnes type, or do you find it to be, say, hey, there are no Kirsten McInnes types. There's just Kirsten McInnes.
I mean, I'm honored. Okay. I should be someone of which there could be a type, because I feel like I'm simply a Haley Strong type. So the fact that now there are Kirsten McInnes types, you know what? I love it. I feel honored. I think that we could have done an episode, the search for the next Kirsten McInnes type.
Yes. I mean, like, this could be a whole thing. Are there, do you think there are Akiva Whitaker types? Are there other people, Akiva like people out there?
I don't think they're online.
I hope not.
Yeah. I don't know. If I had to book a panel of Akiva Whitaker types, I don't know who the first call I would make, Akiva.
Yeah. You'd have to really cast a large web there.
Yeah.
You'd have to go out of our universe to find people like me, I think. I don't know.
And let me just say, I don't want to meet any Rob Cesternino types.
No. Why? You nervous that they would come for your throne?
No, I don't know. I feel like that on paper, it sounds good, but I feel like I would probably find them irritating.
You think you'd find yourself irritating if, but, like,
yeah, everybody does. Like, that's the whole thing. Where, like, if you're watching a TV show, the character you hate is always the one that you relate to the most. It's like, oh wow, like, she's the worst. And then you look at it and you're like, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's me.
No. Kirsten, did we miscast you in this? Do you actually like dad jokes?
I mean, I think I was pretty well cast, because I think if a dad joke is very well crafted and funny, I will laugh at it. But for the most part, they are not well crafted or funny. So I will not. I don't love puns. I think that I'm a good judge to determine if there's actually a good joke here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you're here. Really, I wish that the First Lady of Podcasting could be here, because she really hates dad jokes.
Did we get her on 1 week too early?
Yeah, we might get her on 1 week too early. The problem is that, you know, my kids are home from school right now. So that's really the issue with her availability. But if we have
that's
anything.
The only issue with her not coming on the show.
Yeah. She doesn't ever want to come back, right?
She did not enjoy her experience last time out. I had really been trying to hype up, like, no, I think, you know, Robert Akiva Native Podcast is not that bad. You'll enjoy it. And then, you know, Akiva really hung us all out to dry.
Oh my God.
The variety pack.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she didn't have a good time, and we could tell. So thoughts and prayers to Nicole Cesternino after that experience.
How about this? Maybe the winning joke. Maybe I could either call her, maybe, and then we'll see what her reaction is.
That's a good idea.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here with us today, again, making certainly at least another hat-worthy appearance, of course, most recently, she helped us play Reverse Family Feud. It is the great star of TikTok, Nicole Horton. Nicole, how are you?
Feels great to be back. I feel like this panel is stacked today. And as someone who has an expertise in groaning, I feel very at home today.
Yep. Nicole, what's your relationship with dad jokes?
I mean, I have a dad.
Yes.
So I'm familiar with them.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like, it takes a lot to impress me in general. I have high standards. So we're here to, you know, go through the wild jungle of the bad ones, and we're going to find the ones that stand out. You'll hear me laughing loud and clear at only the jokes that deserve it. I'm going to be a tough judge today.
Okay. All right. Well, so happy to have you here. And then let's bring in the third member of our panel, who she reached out to us and said that, hey, I think I would be good for this panel. We're so happy to have her here with us. Of course, some of the Robin's Podcast patrons, and of course, people can follow her on her Twitch channel. Katie Smalling is here. The real Slim Katie. Katie, how are you?
I'm great.
Yes.
I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Katie, you sound great. Great microphone.
Thank you.
Could you tell the listeners what you talk about on Twitch?
I talk about a lot of things on Twitch. I play some easy games because I'm not really a gamer. I'm not good at gaming. But we talk about a lot of reality TV, and just like, I want to talk Housewives with anybody that'll listen to me. So I just made my own Twitch stream to make people listen to me talk about Housewives. Mm-hmm. If they don't like it, they can click out of it. But we talk about Survivor, Big Brother. While I try and play video games very poorly, but it's a fun time. We have a great community over there.
Katie, what was it about this premise that made you want to come and be on the panel?
I'm a well-known curmudgeon. And I feel like people who make dad jokes and puns are people who think that they're really funny, mm-hmm. but are actually not funny at all. So it's just them really trying very hard yes. to be funny, and it makes them less funny.
Yeah.
So I felt very passionate when I heard you say on the Discord stage the other day that you needed people. I was like, I'm in. Yes. I can totally do this.
Yes. And Akiva, I think that Katie might actually be the under the radar toughest judge. That if you, for on this Zoom call, Katie is in all black, black hat, that she looks very much like a person who is not here to enjoy dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I look like I'm going to rob a bank, but I'm really just going to mm-hmm. rob these jokes of laughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead.
Okay, well, this is a perfect panel. I'm so excited to have you all here. Akiva and I, in the lead up to this, Akiva was asking me, who are really good laughers that we should mm-hmm. Get for the podcast?
I'm like,
Akiva, we yeah. want people who aren't going to laugh at the jokes. Yeah. We don't want people yeah. that are like, what are we, if we have easy laughers,
mm-hmm.
That's yeah. not gonna tell us.
I thought it would be like Josh Wiggler. It would be people who like giggle at everything.
Yeah.
Rob's like, I want haters. How many times
does Rob have to say a Kirsten McInnes type before Akiva will understand what that means? Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it came up every time. Cause I also have the answer for how this came to be, Rob. Sorry, yes. I meant to mention Good. This before. It did come in as a mailbag idea. And I think you two talked about, wouldn't it be really funny to force Kirsten to tell us dad jokes? And so that was the initial conceit of the, yeah. the pitch. And then they were like, well, we'll like throw it out there and we'll like talk to Kirsten. I was like, yeah, like you invite me on RNAP, I'm coming on RNAP, but it doesn't matter what it's about. I would do mm-hmm. even the variety pack too. I would come on, you know?
Yeah.
But then it switched and you were like, oh no, we should get a panel of Kirsten McInnes types to react to the jokes. So
yeah.
That's how it evolved.
Okay. So Akiva and I are going to trade off and we're going to tell the dad jokes. Akiva, I'm a little disappointed that we don't have the who sent in the dad jokes. We just have the jokes.
I'll tell you why. I can honestly find them, but I the way I split them up was like I sort of just chopped them in half. And it would have just taken more time to.
What do you mean you chopped? Oh, you sent me half the list.
I gave you half and gave myself half. Yeah, I honestly gave you more than half because you know, I'm a generous guy, and I figured I could find more, and then we'll see if how you do with your 2/3 of the jokes. But yeah, I can find them if there's a particularly good one. I will.
Okay, I would love to know who mm-hmm. like if we have like the best dad joke of all time here today that really has the panel doubled over in laughter. I think I'd like to give that person credit.
Yeah, I will give you the names of any of the winners. I also was thinking like, what if there's some competition with our three judges here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if they each had to pick one joke and tweet it out? And like whichever tweet does the best, that's like the winning joke
for laughing at the joke.
They made a mistake of coming on the show and like we have to punish them for it.
I don't think that is a good solution.
Kirsten wants to keep her Twitter feed prestige. She
no, that's I'll tweet any garbage. Have you seen my Twitter? But I think that the three of us all have different numbers of Twitter followers.
Don't worry. I have a whole formula.
And it's the Saturday afternoon dead zone, so no one's online anyway.
Look at her flex. Like, she's like,
yeah,
flexing that she has too
I'm
many
not
Twitter
flexing.
Followers.
Did I say who has more? I said we all have different amounts.
Different amounts, mm-hmm. yeah.
If you mm-hmm. could open your ears, Akiva.
Yeah. Not Akiva pitting women against each other.
Yeah.
So I think that the scoring system should be that I mm-hmm. think that it will be up to Akiva and I's discretion of whether or not any of the panelists laugh at a particular joke mm-hmm. and a perfect score. Should there be a bonus point for or should we be like sort of like be highlighting if a joke makes all three of the panelists laugh?
Well, I think that's a perfect score, right?
Yeah,
I think
that's a perfect score. Like, and then how do we determine the ultimate, like, what if there are like multiple jokes that have that happen?
It's a good question. Maybe we'll call Nicole with like the two winners and ask her that or something.
Okay, so maybe we'll have maybe I can recruit Nicole to come in for 5 minutes.
Nicole or Nicole type. Maybe we'll call a random listener.
Nicole Sesternino type. Yeah.
Karen from Canada, the Nicole impersonator from the musical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if an impersonator is a type.
I mean, it's not. I mean, like, if
it is not a type. Stop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, but let's not get too in the weeds. All right, so we're looking for mm-hmm. perfect scores, and then Nicole Cesternino will break any perfect scores. I'll either call her or I'll invite her onto the Zoom. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right, and then real quick, does anybody want to weigh in on Paul Rudd, sexiest man alive?
I feel like I support it.
Support it. That's okay. Well, one vote from Katie. Yes.
I can name three sexier guys on Michelle's season of The Bachelorette right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like you pick the sexiest man alive. Like, you could have just thrown a dart at any of the men on Michelle's season and could have been like,
it's amazing. What? It's always a celebrity, right? Shouldn't it be like a random guy on the street once?
No, they don't have publicists, Akiva. Mm-hmm. The whole point. That's true.
I think Cloud is sexy, Akiva.
Okay, fair enough.
The thing is once Blake Shelton won Sexiest Man Alive, like, we all knew it was a farce.
Mm-hmm. No credibility.
That was a real race to the bottom on that one.
Yeah, but Paul Rudd is hot. He's just not, like, mm-hmm. the hottest man alive. And also, that was his stepsister, and their parents were divorced in Got Clueless.
It.
Okay.
Still a little weird. If it was your weird, friend though. In real life.
It's weird. It was weird. Yeah.
And just to go back to something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago on the Robin Community podcast, Ryan Reynolds or Paul Rudd, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. Does anybody want to compare those people?
Get a side by side going. I don't care.
That the take was that I saw on TikTok that women don't actually think Ryan Reynolds is attractive.
I agree with that take. I would choose Paul Rudd over Ryan Reynolds. 10 out of 10 times. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's two funny, handsome men. I don't see how you could go wrong.
Okay, well, let's not get too far in the weeds.
I think Paul Rudd has kinder eyes.
Akiva, can you put out a Twitter poll? Who is the sexier man, Paul Rudd or Ryan Reynolds?
Mm-hmm. Can I just write Paul Rudd or Ryan Reynolds? And
No, you have to put in who is the sexier
I always, every
man.
Tweet, every tweet I do, I like view through the prism of like my dad reading my Twitter and being like, I did a bad job raising my son.
If you prefer, you could put "Would you rather," and then
would you? Oh, that's even
Paul.
I need a Ryan Twitter Reynolds. For this.
Yeah, you have to choose. Would you rather, or who is the sexier man? Those are your two options.
Mm-hmm.
Has Ryan Reynolds been sexiest man alive?
I don't know.
He's not. Young. He's got to fire his.
He's way too young.
The TikTok theory was that that if you ask men who's the sexiest man alive, they say Ryan Reynolds, and women actually do not subscribe to that. I'm watching a Ryan Reynolds movie sexy. Later on tonight. Red Notice for Nothing But Netflix.
Oh, you are watching that? Oh, that's the Nothing But Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The hottest thing about Ryan Reynolds is that he's married to Blake Lively. And that's that's Serena Vanderwood's in, like, that's iconic. So,
And the relationship is hilarious. Like, the way that they interact online is iconic.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
sexiest relationship alive.
Did they rank maybe. That?
Maybe they should.
Right, that could be the sequel to our 165 podcast.
All right. It's a little intimate.
So, Akiva, should we get into the dad jokes?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, do you want to start?
I'll go first. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Dad joke.
How many are we doing, Rob?
I think let's aim for about 20.
20 each or 10 apiece?
10 each. 10 each.
Akiva's dying to get out of here.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Do you have another podcast recording tonight?
I do not. This is you're my one and only. I mean, there's college football on, but I'm happy to get there when I get there.
Okay. All right. Wait, Ryan Reynolds reacted to Paul Rudd being the sexiest man alive.
Mm-hmm. Did he say he was robbed?
He said, don't blow this.
Maybe he has one.
But he was a former sexiest man alive.
Okay, so they both won. Wow. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He was the 2010 sexiest man alive.
Okay.
Actually, should we get the last shot?
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Someone said he's the second Jewish sexiest man alive, Paul Rudd. You want to guess who the first is? Anybody?
I already know the answer.
The first Jewish comes from Lita. Sexiest man alive.
2013.
Not sexiest.
An actor.
Not an actor.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get it for sure.
That's why.
Josh Groban.
All right. He's not Jewish, but you're in the ballpark. No, it's Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just can't get over Ryan Reynolds winning Sexiest Man Alive when he was only like 34. I feel like normally they really wait till someone's at least 45. Mm-hmm.
That's like a lifetime achievement award. Okay.
That's basically all
33. See, we should rank the 33 sexiest men alive.
That's an idea.
Okay.
Honestly, Chester's listening. He's pausing the podcast right now.
I was going to say, is that more of a 32 fans idea?
It is.
Yeah.
Can I just say,
Not an awesome list. That the first ever sexiest man alive is Mel Gibson.
Okay. And the cover literally said great personality.
Yeah.
Can you just replace him? Take Mel Gibson out, and then you could use from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 when James Vanderbeek fictionally won and he was riding a horse with a shirt, no pants.
That's wild. Like, do you think you could strip somebody retroactively of a Sexiest Man Alive title?
What if they got ugly? Yeah.
Like, they took the Heisman. No, if they start using, like, lots of slurs in public.
Yeah.
That is a way to be ugly, for the record.
But can I just say
that? Because the Heisman Trophy, they took, you know, the Heisman Trophy Club Committee, whatever, took the Heisman away from OJ after he was found not guilty. Like, Mel Gibson, we know what he did.
Yeah. But you know what's stupid is that I think there are some people that have been Sexiest Man Alive multiple times. Like, and not like back to back.
That is stupid.
Did they lose their sexiness and they got it back?
Yeah, and they got it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think it's more like Tom Hanks winning two straight Oscars.
Right. Like Brad Pitt is the sexiest man alive in 1995. And then here comes Denzel in 96, Clooney in 97, Harrison Ford in 98. We might have been pushing what? At least 60.
They really like Air Force One, those people.
Richard Gere in night, and then Brad Pitt again in 2000. Yeah. And then I think Denzel's going to win it again.
If you look at the covers of Brad Pitt, those are two different men. Okay. Those are different eras of Brad Pitt. Like,
okay.
You got long
and
hair.
And he could win a third one, honestly.
You've got short hair. Like, it's a different time.
Yeah.
He could win a third one, probably.
Akiva, who is?
Although I don't think Angelina Jolie's publicist.
Okay. Who was last year's Sexiest Man Alive? Do you know?
Last year's, I don't know. I really have no idea who.
Michael Jordan, but can you guess which one?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan was. Okay, fine.
Okay. Let's get to the dad jokes. Okay, people enough with the sexiest man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever. I have one thing to say to the Renap subreddit, and it's shut up and sit down and grow up. Get over
that's
it.
Three things.
Like, I'm so sick of them being dicks on the internet.
Three things.
Yeah. Okay. In fairness, there hasn't been many outbursts lately.
Yeah, but it always is when I come on, so get ready.
Okay, get ready. Okay.
They do not like me, and it is mutual.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, all right. I got the first dad joke here.
Go for it.
So, Rob, I don't know if you know, but I recently switched all the labels on my spice rack in my house. Yeah, Mara hasn't realized it yet, but the time is cumin.
Oh, no, I'm smiling.
Okay. Nicole,
Paul Abdul of the
guest. Can you read that again? I think I have some issues with the wording of the joke.
Yeah. I had to like switch a couple things around.
Yeah.
Rob, I don't know if you heard, but I recently switched all the labels on the spice rack at my house. Mara hasn't realized it yet, but the time is cumin.
See, you said you already did it. It's like you should say, yeah, I'm thinking about switching all the labels in my house. The time has already come if you've already done it.
I didn't write that joke. I'm reading their joke. So blame the listener.
I think you could punch it up.
My daughter's in the background. She said you don't know what time or cumin are, so you could never do that.
That's a good point. Akiva doesn't know what those things are.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, here. Let me.
So I got one left. Do we say I got one left?
That's top of the mountain right now.
Okay, fine. That's the winner.
Okay.
Rob, you got any for us?
Yeah. Okay. Here's one. So did you hear the rumor about butter?
What?
Well, I'm not going to spread it.
Eye rolls from the crowd.
All I can think of is the OTEV butter.
Don't re-traumatize me.
Okay. Kim, are you a butter or margarine guy?
No, neither, I think.
Oh, no butter?
Like, I mean, I'm not against it, but I don't like, you
what
know,
if toast?
It's served
what,
to
if
me,
you had toast, what's on the toast?
Butter. I think butter's on the toast.
Okay, so you are a butter guy.
I guess. Yeah. But I've never like specifically requested like butter or margarine.
Have we ever rebranded margarine? I feel like that margarine needs a lot of help.
What would you call it if we rebranded margarine?
Hmm. Is anybody a margarine fan on the panel?
I don't hate it.
It's hard to spell.
Ever been said.
Yeah, I don't margarine think fan. I'm pretty sure that we had margarine in my house my whole childhood. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we weren't allowed to have butter. So I like use margarine.
I think it's
sometimes.
Underrated. Margarine, I think, is not bad.
I mean, I don't think it's anything. It's just there.
It's 2022, fine. We're bringing it back.
at least get like the olive oil margarine or whatever.
Olive oil margarine. I mean, it's very soft to spray. You ever get like the butter is too cold and then it like ruins the bread? You're not going to have that problem with margarine.
You put the butter in a butter dish on your counter.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob is selling me influencer vibes over here.
That is a one point for margarine over butter, is that it is much more spreadable. It is,
not like that rumor.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like that rumor.
Not like that rumor. Okay, so really,
I feel like you could make that dad joke dirty really easily.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I don't think that a dad joke is very, ideally, a dad joke is not very dirty.
Yeah, I don't think so. I really didn't pick any of the racier
ones.
Did we
get vulgar?
Not vulgar, like vulgar, but I, you know. Like we got, you know, made PG ones. I didn't even use those because I didn't think that's like in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. PG dad jokes.
PG 13 ish.
Well, those I would like to
those
hear
cool
dad jokes.
Yeah, I'd like
cool
to hear a PG 13 dad joke.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll if I find one, maybe I'll use one.
Okay.
At some point.
Okay. All right. So All right, back to Akiva.
Okay, Rob. Why doesn't the New York Jets website work?
Why?
Because they can't string three W's together.
Can't I mean, that's not wrong.
Three W's together.
That's like just a hard truth.
Yeah.
Not, now, not I don't know so if you know, funny, Rob.
Just, I'm pretty sure it will work if you just type in NewYorkJets.com.
Yeah, probably true. It's, maybe this was submitted before you stopped having to do that.
Yeah.
It was like an early version of the forum. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, Nicole got very into football recently. She became a big football head.
Yeah, well, her mom met Darrell Revis.
Yeah, awesome. I think that was the inspiration. Mm-hmm. She's very into fantasy football, and she's
is that
drinking
true?
From
first in the league. Yeah, I'm binge drinking every Sunday now for the rest of my life. It's kind of a new thing for me.
Wow,
drinking, you know, and 7 hours of commercial, you know, free of football on the Red Zone channel every Sunday.
Oh my goodness, you think I'm that rich? I go to the bar like old school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more expensive to go to the bar. Until mm-hmm. I get the Red Zone channel. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Can't all string right,
so no
three W's together. And that joke came in as a New York Jets slander.
Yeah, that was Jets slander. By the way, the joke so far that got the laugh,
yes?
The Time and Kuma joke, that was from Chrissy Spangler.
Okay.
Chrissy Spangler.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's joke number two. A dyslexic man walks into a bra.
Oh, no.
That almost got me. That one almost got me.
Nicole's going to be the mark, I think, for this
one. It's hard, too. Like, I think Akiva's at a disadvantage being not on video, because I can, like, see Rob is, like, really excited to tell the joke.
Should I turn my camera off? Yeah.
That keeps almost making me laugh, and then the joke takes the laughter away.
But I think oh-no counts. I think an oh-no counts as almost a laugh.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, it certainly is not. I think that the first joke that Nicole laughed at was a bigger laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's still,
we got her.
Yeah, that's still king of the mountain.
Yeah, we're working on the K's, Kirsten and Katie, to try and get
Nicole
that.
Nicole did not laugh at that last joke. She
what
said,
do you think,
oh,
Nicole?
No.
Oh, no, it was more of a groan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in the middle right there. You know, I'm living in the gray area.
Yeah. I mean, either
half
way.
Half a laugh.
It's not great to be when you're judging a competition. Yeah. But
I mean, it didn't bump our leader.
Yeah, I'm not like crying and throwing up right now of laughter.
Throwing up. Could you imagine
that's a high bar?
It's a meme, right? Right, Chris? It's what I see all the kids saying on Twitter. I'm crying, like I'm throwing up.
literally crying and throwing up.
When Akina says something like, that's what the kids are saying, that makes me want to cry.
Jealous that I'm in the know. People teaching me all this stuff.
Akiva, I know what's crying and throwing up. Don't stop it.
People are like, wow, you're very cool for a dad of four, you know, who's in his mid-30s, late 30s.
Who said that? I want names.
People are thinking it all the time.
They're thinking it.
Is that an intrusive thought?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, just for that one, you're getting the specially bad one.
No.
Okay. Rob, I always think the urge to sing the song, the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know that song?
Yeah.
The urge to sing that song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's always a whim away. A whim away, a whim away, a whim away.
Oh, it's always a whim away. Who talks like that?
Exactly my thought.
That was really bad.
Yeah, that was a stretch.
It's such a band. I got more singers also. I got more jokes where I have to sing. So yes. I don't know if it's going to work.
Akiva, what are some things that are just a whim away for you?
A whim away? It's like, yeah. I'm always a whim away from flying to like Lisbon for a concert or something. It's a whim away.
I would say laying down, but he probably already is.
Yeah. I would honestly... I really want, I'm like very tired. I would, but now I really can never do it again on this podcast.
Yeah. Akiva, what concert would you fly to Lisbon for?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why I picked Lisbon. I anytime I used to listen to like band, like live albums, I feel like the Lisbon concert was always a good one.
Yeah.
I think so.
Can anybody else confirm or deny that?
There's really no way to disprove that. It's one of those things.
The Lisbon album is always the best live version.
I don't think I've ever heard a live version from Lisbon, so I can't speak.
Live from Lisbon.
Deadheads are just always saying stuff, so
I'm generally against recordings of live music. So
save that for January. Yeah.
The Deadheads paper.
Okay. All right.
I think that's a fair take.
Fair take. No recordings. You know what? I feel like that when you listen like on a Spotify and it's a live album and like that, sometimes they play like what the person is saying. Like I feel like they don't know where to cut off the banter before the song starts.
It's not really ever a great experience, listening experience.
It's like you go to a concert to enjoy the being there as part of it. And so then if you're just listening to that recording, it's like, wow, and I'm not even there.
And you hear like the screaming in the background. If you watch, song you want to listen to, it's like, why do I want to hear that? Let me just listen to the song.
I think watching the DVD or video of the performance is, if you're gonna,
that's listen a step
to
above.
A live recording, that's then you watch above. It. I know Fall Out Boy did a live one, and they popped out of the stage like it was a toaster. And that really stayed with me.
The NSYNC HBO concert really stayed with me from the early 2000s.
The feminine urge to be in a toaster.
That's
literally.
Know that one, Rob?
Which one?
The feminine urge. That's a big one this week.
That's more of a Twitter meme.
It's a Twitter meme. Yeah. You're spending all your time with the kids on TikTok, so you don't know about that right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like I've seen it on TikTok too.
I'll have to take a look for it. Okay. Here we go. All right. Joke number three. Mm-hmm. Chris, do you want me to turn my camera off?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I can't look at you.
Okay. All right. Did you hear that Albert Einstein actually had a younger brother named Frank?
Mm.
And he was a monster.
Oh, no.
Like, you have to think about that one. That's the toughest part. Mm-hmm. And I don't like thinking, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no thinking November, actually.
Mm-hmm. Think November. Yeah.
I've seen that meme, too.
Yeah, that one might be better written than spoken.
I went through mine and took out like the ones that are funny written, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm. That one really had me thinking about Anthony calling you Frank.
Yes.
And so that almost got me, but that's like three steps removed from the joke.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Akiva, do you think Frankenstein is scary?
No, I was never scared of Frankenstein when I was a kid. I also think it's like very, goyish. Like there's no, it's not very Jewish. I wasn't like so into it. That was for nobody.
Yeah. I mean, Stein is you know, a Jewish last name,
it's
right?
It's true. It's true. Yeah. But I don't think Frankenstein himself is Jewish.
Hmm.
I don't think what we should about start his those monster? Rumors either. I think neither of them are.
Hmm.
Is Frankenstein himself supposed to be scary or just the monster? Like, are they both scary?
I think the monster is supposed to be scary.
I mean, I think it's scary to be willing to build like a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think that's more scary.
I think that's way scarier than the monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Frankenstein's monster didn't ask to be born.
Yeah.
True.
So, all right.
All right. So, three down per person. All right. I got another one coming.
Okay. Yeah.
Where does the king? This is from my son. Someone's wrote this in, but my son once said this. Where does the king keep his armies? Where does the king keep his armies? In his sleeveys.
I've heard that one.
My mom used to say that one. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I get a second. I get a second, Julie. They're like, okay. Yep. I heard that one. Didn't work. Where's the king?
Keep his
if my mom was here, she would have laughed really hard at that one.
You think that's more of a mom joke?
My mom really liked that joke.
Mm-hmm.
Are mom jokes a thing?
That's a good question.
Like, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. I feel like that's like the classic mom
that's
joke.
A classic that's a mom joke?
That I drink wine all the time.
Yeah, moms love to just drink wine.
That's where I was going with that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... anything that you can put in text on your wall.
Yes.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think mom jokes are more like Etsy, like wall, like a branded wood type things?
Yeah.
If you're like really leaning into the mom aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not all moms obviously are like that, but there is that specific mom aesthetic that's very big on Etsy.
I think you get that. That Etsy, Pinterest, it's aesthetic is like one side of it. And then the other side is like the meanest thing you've ever heard in your entire life is the other option for a mom joke.
Yes. Are those jokes though?
You have to tell yourself they're jokes so they don't just like destroy you from the inside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's hilarious things my mom used to say, but I can't say them on the podcast.
Oh,
okay. All right.
All right.
That's for the patrons. We could hear Kirsten's mom's old jokes.
$75 patrons.
All right.
Rob, what do you got for us?
All right, I got one. What did the bald man say when he got a comb for his birthday?
What?
I'll never part with it.
Am I laughing because of the joke or at the prospect of a balding man? I don't know.
All right, so that's you know,
I would say it probably
did not top the first first joke, which maybe that sort of like broke the ice with Nicole. Mm-hmm. Maybe that
permanently.
Was that may be the one that might not be beaten. It might be like when Sasha
we're gonna
was
get
here.
Kirsten and
well, no, I do feel like that last one. I think I gave a half laugh on that last one. So between Nicole and I, it's probably tied with the first joke.
Can I also say that I had a very interesting experience? I was driving in my town today, and we have an adopt a highway sign, and it just shows like who is this mile of highway is you know adopted by, and on the bottom it said bald entrepreneurs, and I don't know if that's an organization,
yeah.
Or just like in general,
a group of guys.
But hey, like kudos to you, bald entrepreneurs.
You think that's just like Jeff Bezos, like his like umbrella organization?
I don't know.
Bald entrepreneurs.
I don't know. Like, is that an organization?
No, they have a Facebook page.
Okay, the world's 10 most powerful bald men. No, there's a ranking.
Yes,
I just sent in the chat.
The bald entrepreneurs. It's like, I wonder if like you sign up and they have to send a picture of your head, and it's like
you have to prove how bald you are.
Their cover photo is a woman shaving a man's head.
Yes.
Does that count though? I mean, I guess you're technically bald because your head is like, you're not a bald person.
Yes.
You're temporarily bald.
Anybody can become bald.
Sure.
Anyone like can become the an same entrepreneur.
Bald struggles as people who are not choosing to be bald.
I don't know. Maybe these guys have a lot going on. Yeah, I'll shave my head and see if I can join.
Rob, you've been there, and I don't think that you should go back there.
I'll say this, Rob. it looks like it's in your, you know, it looks like it's in North Carolina. So,
well, I told you they adopted a highway in my.
I'm saying it's like this is them. This is them. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely them. I googled bald entrepreneurs in North Carolina.
I know. I see like a lot of women. I don't know. If these
do they have local chapters all over?
Yeah. Like their wives are like doing a dance. Like maybe Nicole wants to join the Bald Entrepreneur's Wife Club.
Mm-hmm. And, wait, it seems like they might raise money for sick kids.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So they, I guess they shaved their head for, so yeah. They are entrepreneurs and now they are bald.
Yeah. So, it says going bald so kids don't have to. So that's okay. Pretty.
I'm not going to say like my culture is not your charity or anything like that. I'll steer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's unclear from the sign.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, it's not even clear from their Facebook page. Like, it took a couple clicks for me to determine that they do charitable work. So. Yeah.
And to bring it back to the dad jokes, I mean, these dad jokes, you hear it, you have to get it right away. It's like, you can't need like 9 steps to understand what's going on.
Sure. Yeah. Top 10 bald men, Jeff Bezos, Steve Ballmer, Michael Jordan. That's the not B Jordan.
Oh,
Lloyd Blankfein, Larry David, famously not a bald a-hole. Dr. Phil, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Bruce Willis,
Dr. Phil.
Mm hmm.
There's got to be another bald guy that can replace.
So is
Dr.
Michael B. Jordan the sexiest?
No, Michael J. Jordan. This is Michael J. Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if we've had a bald sexiest man of all time. The Rock was sexiest man.
Vin Diesel?
Man. I don't think Vin Diesel ever got it.
Should we didn't even talk about
the EGOT, Akiva?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The sea got with sea Second God. Man Alive. It is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, The Rock was bald when he got it in 2016.
Representation.
We didn't talk about the Rock Vin Diesel thing. That Vin Diesel said, like, Rock, you need to come back. We need you for Fast 10.
Okay.
The Final Fast.
Yeah. So I don't think they're calling it the Final Fast, are they?
Well, yeah, no, but it's like the final one. He's saying, like, when you do for the, he said, you know, basically he's trying to guilt him by saying Paul Walker would have wanted that. Mm-hmm. He would have wanted us to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. I think they've made a lot of money already.
Mm-hmm. I know, but he would want them to make a little bit more, Kirsten, for them. So, you know.
I'd also like to add Sean Connery was bald when he received it.
Okay. All right, so good represent just as many bald people as Jews. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Who told the last joke?
I told it.
Okay, Robbed fine. It. So it's up to me. All right. Guys, what did the green grape say to the purple grape?
What did the green grape say to the purple? What did it say?
What did the green grape say to the purple grape? Breathe, stupid.
What did it say? Breathe, stupid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it turned purple like, from not breathing?
When you don't breathe, you turn blue, not purple. Usually,
maybe grapes turn purple.
Maybe grapes
are purple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I do think I thought they were red grapes.
No, I was laughing at Rob's disbelief at the situation. Yeah. That was like 2 whole seconds after the joke was finished. I was like, yeah, not laughing at that. But
do you call them purple grapes? I thought they were red grapes.
They could have just been solved if we said blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been so much better.
Look at Nicole punching up the jokes.
Yeah,
that would be way
punch
better.
Ups on these.
SNL, you can hire me.
Yeah, that was another thinker.
That was much thinking is not ideal. Okay.
Note. It's a good note for going forward.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Akiva.
Yes.
You know, I had to take my kid to the hospital after he ate some of his plastic toy horses.
Oh, my God. What happened?
He's okay. Doctor said his condition is stable.
Just looking at the reactions. All right, we have Katie like covering her eyes. Nicole, no movement. Kirsten, yeah. So I think
I don't know how to describe the face I just made.
I had a similar joke on my list. All right, that's going now.
It almost got me just the thought of like, and I know this is going to sound terrible, and I don't mean it to sound terrible, but just thinking of like how many toy horses can you like? How do you facilitate that?
Well, I'll tell you. The
so
joke
I was like
had
thinking about
thing.
That. Mm-hmm.
See, I thought you were saying you think it's hilarious if someone has to take their kid to the hospital. And I was like, lady,
no, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Here was the version of the joke I had, because there were doubles of a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
A man was admitted to the hospital with, and somebody, this must have been a British person, because there's a man was admitted to hospital, and that's only how British people. A man was admitted to the hospital with 25 plastic horses in his rectum. Doctors have described his condition as stable.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was dad jokes, not dirty old jokes.
That's a PG-13 dad joke. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I thought no PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Hmm. Another thinker, but for different reasons.
Yeah, that's horrible. I would like to not think about it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, Akiva, I've got one you sent me is not a dad joke. This is a pickup line. If you were a fruit, okay, you'd be a fine apple.
That's, you know, I just cut off the first, you know, bunch.
That's not a dad joke.
That's good, though. You should have told that one. Mm. All right. Okay. All right. We're a five up. We got five more to go per person. Here we go. I don't know if we've even mentioned this, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm really sad. I'm really sad today.
Why?
Well, my obese parrot died today.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I mean, it's very sad, but you know, my obese parrot died, but it is a huge weight off my shoulders. Got something there. We got something. All right. We should release this as a video episode. So we got Nicole's like fighting. Mm-hmm. Katie, I don't know if like she's checking like her watch to see if maybe she like can she leave, or was she trying to laugh there? I don't know.
No, I had a little bit of that one got me a little bit. It broke me a little.
Okay. And yeah. Kirsten, what do you think?
You got me. You got me with that one.
I think that's the new leader in the clubhouse.
I think that's the winner so far.
I do think a majority of that does come from Rob being, oh no, what's wrong? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I sold it.
Thank you. Rob had the assist there.
Mm-hmm. The obese parrot. That's also, it's like, I feel like it's
the fresh. Second you said obese parrot, I was ready to laugh.
It was like you knew there would not be an obese parrot in my house.
Let's tap it out.
Yeah. We know you're a pet household, Akiva.
Yeah, it was the story was believable until that last part. Okay. Okay. How big could a parrot get? What's that? I mean, I've seen some big parrots.
Honestly, it's very loud. We used to go to someone's house with a parrot, and it would scream randomly, like in the middle of dinner. It was very annoying.
Same.
It looks like the average weight of a parrot is like the heaviest type can weigh up to 9 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that is a huge weight off your shoulders.
Yeah. If you have 10 pounds on your shoulder, that is pretty bad.
That is heavy.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Birds are scary as hell, though. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes, I agree.
I met Lindsay Wilson this week and we got mugged by a seagull. So
what did the seagull
mugged
take?
By a seagull.
Took Lindsay's entire almond croissant out of her hand.
Wow.
Oh my God.
But it also hit me in the head on its way to get it. So it was a really traumatic experience. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These seagulls are very bold.
Yeah. No fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, that joke.
Yes.
The joke that is in the lead now from, you know, Martin from the famous, you know, comedic homeland of Germany.
Okay.
Martin or Martin from Germany in the lead.
All right. Akiva, what did the fish say when it swam into a wall?
What did it say?
Damn.
I love this joke though. Oh, it's such a good one. Like, I didn't laugh because I saw it coming from like 3 miles away, but I gotta put respect on its name. That's a great joke.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
Okay, but not a funny joke.
No, like when I was 13, if you said that to me, I was on the floor rolling around. Like, it was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, I'd be crying and throwing up.
Yeah, crying.
We're going to start incorporating that, Rob. Now that it'll be like out of fashion, we're going to start saying that.
Okay.
Literally crying and throwing up.
I think I'd be so mad if I heard a joke that made me throw up.
Like, what an inconvenience. I just have to go along with my day. Yeah.
Do you throw up a lot, Rob?
Almost never. I want a Jerry-esque streak. I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember the last time either. It's been so, like, it could be 20 years since I last threw up, honestly.
You guys are blessed. I can't relate.
Yeah, they're not binge drinking like we are, Nicole.
Oh, Nicole out.
I said like we are, because I was literally like, wait, when did I last throw up? And I was like, wait, when did I record the Survivor B&B with Mike and Liana? Because I was profoundly hungover that day.
No, back in the day, for sure. But like recently, I want to say it was probably like 2016. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been much longer for me, at least a decade. I shouldn't jinx it by even talking about it.
Okay. All right. Akiva, are we back to you?
Yeah, I think this is the seventh one. So I've been doing a lot of singing recently, Rob.
Yeah.
A lot of singing. And I've been singing out loud, and it's really annoying people, so they've been asking me to stop. But recently, I've really been singing just one song in particular.
What is it?
The song Wonderwall by Oasis. And they've been asking me, like, can you stop singing Wonderwall? Can you stop singing already? I said, maybe. Gotta be the one to... All right, there we go.
Boy.
Musical stylings of Akiva Winokur, everyone.
Yeah. That was a really long
way to go for
joke.
That. Yeah. I feel like you really wanted to tell that one.
He took us on an adventure there.
It's hard to say that that's a dad joke, because that would imply that your kids know what Oasis is.
That's true, also. That's true.
Yeah.
Nicole, do the youth know about Oasis?
Yes, I have a Liam and Noel. No. Like, I'm familiar with, like, there's always like that one guy at the party that plays Wonderwall to get the girls. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like an enduring stereotype. It's still true to this day. So,
But he doesn't probably at this point. He's not getting the girls anymore.
Yeah, now it's too stereotyped, but it still exists because men do be having the orgasmity.
Okay. I'm going to go back for another fish joke. What do you call a fish with a bow tie?
What?
Sophisticated.
Now, should that be sophisticated?
I would it help?
Try it again.
I don't think so.
Tell it again. Tell it again. But this time, sophisticated.
Tell the same joke back to back.
I don't think it needs to be sophisticated.
I think sophisticated would kill with like a 6-year-old.
But a 6-year-old, well, I don't think they know that word. What sophisticated is.
Well, they read better books to your 6-year-old. I don't know.
Should I try it on my 12-year-old?
I do not think your 12-year-old will laugh at that. But you could try it.
Come here for a second. You want to hear a joke? Do you like jokes?
Do you like jokes?
She's like,
she has a horse voice. Oh, I can't tell you the horse joke. Here.
Oh, all right. God.
All right, Rob.
Yeah.
The deer is going to tell Rob the joke. You want to tell it my way or your way?
I'll try your way.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Adira, what do you call a fish with a bow tie?
Fancy fish? I don't know.
You just don't say what close, when someone asks you this
close.
Joke.
Sophisticated.
All right, you got her.
Okay.
You got
her. Pretty laugh.
Very hoarse voice. A whole weekend yelling with her friends.
I was going to say, I hope she's feeling okay.
No, they just had like a big party weekend with her friends.
Big party weekend.
It's like a whole thing.
A whole thing.
It's like the biggest week of the year, and they do a bunch of singing and dancing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a vibe.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun.
That does sound
mentally
fun.
I'm there.
So, all right. That you got her, though. That's sophisticated. And if she had said sophisticated, would that have been better or worse? What do you like better? Sophisticated? Got a whole mouthful of apple. Forget it.
Akiva's children love eating right as he asks them a question.
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
Hey. All right.
True. All right. I got a joke. This wouldn't work on the 12-year-old. So why did Norwegian boats? I know you're smart, but you won't get this. All right. Why do Norwegian boats have barcodes on the side?
Why?
So when the boats return to port, they can Scandinavian. They can Scandinavian. Maybe they didn't hear it. I'll say it.
Like,
can
I Scandinavian.
Guess. We heard it. We
We heard it. We're good. We heard it.
I'm like, oh God, please don't say it again.
Scandinavian.
Ears, they're burning.
I think that was my least favorite one so far.
Well, okay. At least that one was like technically-ish correct. Like the purple grape one didn't even make any sense.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this one for Akiva? Akiva, I got hit in the head with a bottle of your beloved Coke Zero today.
Really?
Don't worry, I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
All right. For people who are at home, so Nicole, like, she could be frozen for all she didn't move.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Katie was also, like, very careful. Like, there was a snake in the room. Not to
no
make
feelings.
It.
Is the term soft drink even used anymore? Is that,
I don't think
is
so.
Is that it? Is that it? Because it's, like, so. I guess, like, back
that was the problem with the joke.
Back in
it's
the
true.
Day.
Yeah, none of us like, know what a soft drink is.
Are you having liquor or a soft drink right now? Like, when you would, like, in the Mad Men time, I guess, where you just, like, would be used, like, it's like, okay, are you having a vodka or a soft drink? You little baby.
Yeah. The problem is that we're all still stupid and we don't know what a cop
like,
is.
Like, oh no, I binge drank too much last night that I threw up when I heard a joke on a podcast. So give me a soft drink.
Extra soft.
Extra soft. So there's nothing softer than Coke Zero.
Mm-hmm.
The softest of drinks.
Yes.
What about
that should be the
yeah. Yeah. Try Coke Zero. It's the softest soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny because, like, I'm not a big alcohol person, but if they made like hard Coke Zero, I would have to be there.
Hard Coke Zero. I mean, couldn't you just
made, like,
you just do like rum and Coke Zero?
I know, but if they sold it, like, my loyalty is the Coca-Cola Corporation.
No. I thought you'd be at like the premiere party for that.
I would be there. I'd be there. Yeah,
I think they dropped.
I think
they know I'm their bet. It is crazy. Like, for all that I support them, drinking a bottle of Coke Zero every day. Like, they don't even know who I am, the Coca-Cola Corporation.
Like, I'm their story.
Yeah,
I know. I should be like, I do a lot of PR for them. I feel
they
like
they have a lot,
you know,
going on. Though,
yeah,
is
probably.
The other thing. Probably. Like, I am probably like the world's number one consumer of the yellow vitamin waters. And yet, the Coca-Cola Company has no idea who I am, and the stores cannot keep them in stock.
And you didn't get a piece when that got sold, also. They didn't, like, hey, here's our best customer. Here's like a tenth of a percent.
Nothing.
Crazy.
The
Mike Piazza had some of
the
that.
The silence is deafening.
True.
You guys should reach out to them.
Yeah.
Let them know.
Did Akiva just suggest a Coca-Cola boycott?
Boycott, yes.
How long would you go without Coke Zero?
Wow, you just flipped. Just flipped on your homies.
How long would I go?
Yeah,
like,
how
we
long
start
would you
on
last?
A we start on like a fast day? Like a day where I'm already fasting?
You could start on a fast day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the one day. I could go one day.
There we go. There it is.
Wow. All right.
I have one thing to say, Rob.
Yes, what is it?
This is to whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office. I will find you. You have my word.
I mean, I guess you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that you can, like, steal Microsoft Office anymore.
You can't?
It's just Office 365.
So your problem with the joke is logistical. You think it was like an old fashioned. Again, this.
Well, like, once it's on your computer, are they taking it off and putting it on theirs, or
maybe
just copying
like
it?
They're just, are they just like changing the password to your Office 365? Like,
I will ask. Yeah, I'll ask the person.
Maybe
who
they logged
in
you
clarification.
Out and then put in their like security code to that, and it's registered to them.
Yeah, it's like a 2001 joke.
Very Windows 95.
Best window.
That's probably true.
With all the fun games, it was great.
Windows 95, bracket. The Windows.
I think I agree.
Yeah. What about Windows ME?
That's forgotten. History has forgotten is. Windows ME.
Yeah. ME Millennium Edition.
Damn, I guess I had to be there.
No,
I never heard of that. I don't
Windows
remember.
XP. I think that's the most iconic Windows.
That's a pretty. That's
I would co-sign the XP because I feel like that was like the first step into the direction of what they have now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's saying it's iconic. It's like.
I think Windows 95 is slightly more iconic.
I feel like Windows 98 is more iconic than Windows 95. Windows
95 no, you're just too young.
Launch. Yeah.
Yeah, you're too young.
Oh, sorry,
elder millennial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about Windows 3.1 Classic?
I don't know. I that probably wouldn't hold up today, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like that's like 8-bit Nintendo is like Windows 3.1. Okay.
It's like vintage, so it's cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, no one's using it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, should we have a episode on the wheel all about Windows, Akiva? What would we call it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
The last episode.
Window shopping.
That would be like if someone was like pranking us and got to put a bad episode, like, you know, an episode that would like end the podcast on the wheel.
Okay.
I think we've explored everything that needs to be explored.
What about come to my windows?
Mm-hmm.
The Maleficent Etheridge heads are going crazy right now.
I feel like that has the theme song. Yeah.
Shouldn't that just be F heads? The Etheridge heads? Is that what they call themselves?
The branding is
F heads. Okay.
PR, hire him.
Not bad.
Okay.
Oh,
would you go to Lipson to go see Miss Etheridge, Akiva?
I guess. What are the ticket prices?
I guess.
Okay. All right. What is blue and not heavy?
What?
Light blue.
Meh.
It's no obese parrot.
Yeah. No obese parrot for sure.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I thought it was going to be blue light, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was light blue.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's tricky if you go like guessing the joke, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm chasing the high of the obese parrot.
Yep.
All right, so let's do one and one more, and then I just have like some ones that I think I'd like to read them just to know if we have. Oh,
yeah, maybe we'll go like back and forth or something.
Yeah,
and see if we have any rapid fire. Rapid fires. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, did you know that ants are actually the only sick insect that can't get sick?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's because they have antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
They got antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
That would have killed in like April 2020.
I think so.
Classic.
That was like antibodies.
Yeah.
Like if it's written out as ANTY bodies, then I think it like antibodies might make it. Like,
I should have emphasized the ant thing more. Yeah, ants, like the Jay Leno thing where you like repeat the subject of the joke a few more times.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How would Jay Leno have told that joke, Rob?
Did you hear there about the ants can never get sick?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Because they've got the antibodies. Antibodies.
Rob didn't know who Jay Leno was. I feel lied to.
Jay Leno was like, it's hard to like explain to the youth like how popular Jay Leno was for so long. Yeah. Like so much bigger than like Fallon or any of the people now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Middle America. What about this? Jay Leno.
How about this? Maybe this could be a new podcast where what if you had like I don't know, like maybe like a we had like a 20-year-old you know, a Gen Z young person, and then you explain to them all about Jay Leno.
Sign me up.
Don't put them through.
Well, we are doing a Jimmy Fallon episode, but maybe we'll do a Leno episode.
But they don't understand how big Jay Leno was.
And you think they need to.
Well, I think that might be, you could explain about it. Then they had a war. They had a war.
Would we do like headlines?
David Letterman. Yeah. Talking about some of the classic bits. Hugh Grant came on one time.
Jaywalking.
Yeah.
Can I just ask the classic Rob question of who is that for?
The Leno heads out there.
I'm sure they exist.
And then, he retired, and then Conan took his job, and then he took it back.
He ruined Conan O'Brien single-handedly.
Yeah, he ruined Conan. Mm-hmm. And also,
he has a podcast network now.
Mm-hmm. Jay Leno? Oh, that must be great.
No, Conan.
Oh, okay. I think if Jay Leno had a podcast network, it would be like a lot of people who are like recently canceled or something coming on. Every Jay Leno story would include the fact that is clearly false, that he never spent a dollar of the money he made at NBC on his cars, which was, you know, like a $50 million collection, that he only used the stand-up money to buy the car. Like, just literally impossible. Like, he was doing stand-up like once a week. Like, he was not making tens of millions of dollars. Who was he trying to
impress? He's like, oh, wait, you know, that NBC is going to think I'm irresponsible if I use my talk show money on cars.
He's an old school comedian that like tell jokes. They would like tell stories as if they were true, but they were clear. Like, he once told the story that involves him like throwing out a pair of pants from a bathroom window on a subway in New York City. And like, I mean, Nicole, you can confirm, like, there's never been a bathroom on a subway in New York City in the history of the world.
Thank God.
So like, yeah,
I've never seen it.
But Akiva, seem like you have something personal against Jay Leno.
I don't have anything personal, but I do think he's a big liar.
No, did he? I'm assuming he came from money before he was doing stand up as a career.
I don't think he came from $100 million money. You know, it's a fake story. That's the point. Is he's a liar who's telling fake stories?
And Akiva's personally offended by that.
I don't know.
So Akiva, if you go see a stand up comedy show and the comedian tells a joke that
this was in an interview. Did this even really happen? This was in like a news interview. This was not on stage. If you tell it on stage, that's fine. This was him like in a profile about him telling a story that's like an obvious lie.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think lying is hilarious. So I don't see the problem.
That's fine. All right, Rob, do you have the last joke here?
Yes,
you
sure.
get last lick?
Sure. Akiva, you ever wonder how to follow Will Smith in the snow?
How?
You follow his fresh prints.
Like footprints.
Okay, you got me.
Some like-minded thinking there, because I had that in my like also rejected. Like that was probably in my next 5 or 10.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are there like 100 dad jokes total, and then everyone just keeps recycling them?
We got hundreds just on our own.
But yeah, there's already duplication.
Yeah, there was a lot of people said the same joke, which was
what was the most commonly submitted joke.
The most commonly submitted joke was it was something along. I'm not reading it verbatim, so bear with me. But it was something along the lines of like, we went to a zoo. There was only one animal there. It was a shit zoo. It was one dog there or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it took me because the worst zoo ever. It only had one dog. All right, Rob, you want to go rapid fire one for one?
Well, I want to read some of these that I don't even understand. How about this? First person wins overtime is looking bright is on my list.
I mean, it could have been somebody just like submitting, you know, they thought it was this. They thought it was for a different form or something. I don't know.
That's gobbledygook.
That's just words that don't make sense.
That's a joke. I think that was.
I've been like staring at some of these. Like, wait, am I just not getting the joke?
I mean, listen, it's free to fill out this form. Sometimes we get trolls, bro.
Not even
trolls. I think that was just like wrong form.
I got one.
What's the right form?
Hey, what do you guys think about first person wins overtime? It's a college football podcast or something.
I got one joke here that's like an essay.
Yeah, we got a lot of essays. I didn't read any. I had like a two-liner. Everyone was like, too long. I cut all my long ones.
Yeah, this one is like 300 words.
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think it's worth it. If it was worth it, I would read it. And I think it's like...
no payoff.
Yeah, the payoff is not worth the journey.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, why don't we go one for one here?
Okay, go for it.
You want me to go first? Fine.
Sure.
I told my son that I was named after Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
I said, but Dad, your name is Akiva. I said, I know, but I was named after Thomas Jefferson. Named after him.
Classic. Chronology humor.
Yeah. What do you got?
It always kills with the kids.
Kids definitely understand what time is.
Yes.
Did you hear that scientists figured out the weight of a rainbow?
No.
Turns out that rainbows are actually pretty light.
Oh, cute. They are pretty light.
That's cute. Yeah,
it's cute.
It's cute. It's another
thing. Pretty light.
Yeah.
Aww, that's not a great reaction.
Rob, what did the drummer call his twin daughters?
What?
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? And a one and a two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's, those
kids
are, words
are gonna be messed
said.
Up.
Well, they have a professional musician for a father.
It's so. True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just said drummer. He might not be a pro. I don't know. One of those garage guys.
If he's so like obsessed with his like garage,
it's like, probably not Ringo Starr. Like, it's probably, you know, like a loser. I don't know. He'll never play Lisbon, that guy. What do you got?
If a werewolf was alert to his surroundings, would that make mm-hmm. him a werewolf?
A werewolf.
Yeah. An aware werewolf. Mm-hmm.
Aware.
They probably are aware of their surroundings.
Probably hyper aware.
Yeah.
You'd mm-hmm. think.
They live in the wild, so.
Mm-hmm.
Got like super human senses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For this one, Rob, I got to sing a third time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not going
to
work.
He's choosing them on purpose because he wants to sing.
They were the best ones. I just can't sing. I should have like sent them to someone.
Were they the best ones?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they may be from some. Anyway. So what is Mariah Carey's favorite type of coordination? What is Mariah Carey's favorite type of coordination? And
wrong person. Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I was like, someone, wait,
the slander.
Someone wrote this. I didn't like.
It's offensive.
I want for Christmas coordination.
Yeah, you read the joke without correcting it.
Mister, I like really to every single album that comes out.
That's terrible. Hold on.
I can't. You didn't even catch it, Akiva.
I know. Listen, I didn't. It didn't make my list. I'm just reading the rejects now.
Who submitted that?
Oh, they're in trouble. I'm going to look into
it. Public flogging.
Yeah, no. Find out who they are. They should be publicly
shamed. We might have to call them up right now.
Yeah, call them right now.
Yeah,
we're going to call them.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll make everybody leave their phone numbers, like just in case. you need to be flogged afterwards. Yeah.
Akiva's like, I can't get people to fill in these forms, so I'm going to make them put in their phone numbers.
Put in their phone numbers. That's going to work. Yes. Yeah.
Whitney Houston is every woman, but I do not believe is Mariah Carey.
Now, do you think had that joke been told correctly, would that have worked? Or still not?
No.
No,
it would it would have worked if you would have belted out like in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah, you know, it, like really went for it.
Is that a pop
that was
punk
me going
cover?
For it.
Yeah, really went for it.
Okay,
but I think you need to get the right artist and then also deliver the punchline with gusto. Okay. Here's the one I've been staring at, and I'm missing it. A kid says, "Dad, come out and play." Dad says, "I can't. I have a bone in my leg."
What does that mean?
Is it
what?
A Bones Day joke?
Bone in my leg.
Dad, come out and play. Dad says, "I can't. I have a bone in my leg."
Like maybe he's like trying to say, "Oh, I have an injury, but it's just a bone that's in my leg that's supposed to be there."
Is that funny?
You see where I'm going with that? I see the puzzle pieces, but they don't mm-hmm. exactly go together. I'm like jamming them together.
Probably a lot of bones in his leg.
Come out and play.
God willing, he has a lot of bones in his leg.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm.
Maybe that's why he only has one, so he can't.
And
he only has one bone.
I'm Googling this, and allegedly.
Yes.
That used to be like just something that parents would say to their kids to not go out and play with their kids. Like
in the 1940s.
This is an article from 2015 that says children believe most anything. When I was little, I fell for the old bone in my leg routine more than once.
Oh, the old bone in my leg.
I've always said that.
If you're going to use that bone in my leg routine, you have to be really careful. You can't teach them the song about like the leg bone connects to the like
mm-hmm.
knee knee bone or something, because then they'll understand that you have bones and that it's not an excuse.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just like if you're like, I don't have bones in my leg. I can't walk. It's a no bones day. I need to take care of myself.
Yeah, I think that this person, like, I'm reading this little article from Brenda Wall in the Early County News 2015. Mm-hmm. And it seems like maybe she was not okay when she wrote this, because it's like, I don't understand.
Too many excuses from her parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that starts out, and then it talks about, oh, the time comes when the child studies the skeletal system in science and like learns that everyone has bones in their leg. But then it goes into like asking people what things are called, and people would lie, and then you make up names for things. And this ramble reminded me this. Cornbread salad in brackets. I'm hungry. And now it's talking about recipes, and then just ends, have a Greek.
Girly, just let it go. Someone needs to check on her. Like, is she okay?
No.
I don't.
Can we get a wellness check on Brenda?
I don't think Brenda's okay.
Yeah. I mean, Brenda Walsh went through a lot.
There's a lot of things I'm not good at, Rob. Mm-hmm. I'm a very good researcher. I got the phone number from the person for the Whitney Houston Mariah Carey.
Why are we rewarding them by bringing them on the podcast?
No, I think we need to publicly flog them. Yeah, I just texted you their number. I think we got to call them right now.
What's their name?
Their name is Robbie.
If this is what you want.
This is what I want. It'll be quick.
Robbie, who do we know them?
Give me 1 second.
Is that the Robbie I'm thinking of?
Maybe.
I'm impressed with how quickly you got that phone number, by the way.
I'll go through the whole steps.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail of Robbie Freeman.
Okay.
That's the Robbie I thought it was.
Is this the same guy that his wife was going to get us the air fresheners?
No, different Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie is not married.
Okay. All right.
So.
Oh, well. Right. It was a good bit. Almost happened. Yeah.
Well. You got
Rob
it.
Knows
you
I
got
love it. Calling people live on the podcast.
Yeah, it's one of the Kiva's favorite bits. Okay.
Yeah, everybody knows. We listen to this podcast.
Don't speak for yourself.
I got one here that says, unfortunately, it's lights out for you. Like, it just seems like your dad is putting you to bed.
That's the joke? Is that a joke?
Is that just a threat?
Like, I don't know.
Yikes.
Does that count as Nicole's laugh? Is that put it into the top five?
Yeah, I'm disturbed. I'm like trying to like lock my doors right now.
Yeah. Okay. How about this one? This is for Nicole.
Okay. Oh, great. Can't wait.
What generation did Forrest Gump belong to?
I don't know. Which one?
Gen A.
I mean, not really, but...
Go off.
Yeah, it's just like not factually accurate. So.
I like that one. How many times have you seen Forrest Gump, TikTok Nicole?
Like, it's always just on the TV. So I would say like 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I have a Forrest Gump poster right there.
A Forrest Gump poster?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
What's the Forrest Gump poster?
It's just a poster on my wall.
Okay.
I was listening.
Tom Hanks, never sexiest man alive.
Never. Rob, there's still time. I was listening to his interview with Bill Simmons, and Bill Simmons was like going movie by movie with him. He basically does IMD bags with famous people, and they like he did it with Charlize Theron, and she was like, why are we doing this? But Hank was okay with it.
Yeah.
So he was talking about how in that movie, when they would film the scene where he's running.
Yeah.
And there's just like more and more people behind him. They'd go to like a new location every weekend. They'd like film the movie during the weekend. On like Saturdays, they'd go somewhere and like, all right, we're going to go to like Nebraska one day and we'll film like, you know, 20 minutes of running there. And then we're going to have to go to California for, you know, this background. It made me realize like I would never be an actor. I'd be like, yeah, just whatever. We're running one place. I'm not spending every weekend for the next 12 weeks, like going to some random place for like 1 second of footage.
That's what's stopping you?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's stopping me from being a big movie star.
Loving this IMDb moment from Akiva.
Mm-hmm. It's sponsored. They're IMDb Pro, sponsor of Robin Akiva Need a Pie.
Akiva loves IMDb.
I do.
It's a good resource.
I used to love the message boards on the bottom, and I never commented. mm-hmm. on them. But there was, if you don't know, like if you don't understand something in a movie, like the ending of the movie, they were great for like explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I once heard Taryn Armstrong, yes. RHP podcaster, say like he was a big IMDb message board guy yeah. back in the day.
And then did you read?
Maybe it was like Taryn explaining. No, they're gone. They've been gone for like a decade. They took them out.
Oh.
All like smart websites took their message boards and comments smart. Away.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the only good one. There was like nothing offensive. It was like about the movies. That was the only good message board.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb message.
Okay.
I'm sure there was bad stuff there. I don't
know. Mm-hmm.
The vibes were probably immaculate on the IMDb message board.
Yeah. yeah.
Mentally, I'm like, there.
Yeah. Once there was a girl and they're like, what is going on?
Maybe okay. you could explain that to young people after you explain Jay Leno.
Jay Leno.
Maybe it should be like a whole list of things. It's like you explain, like explain.
Akiva
like,
explains it all.
Yeah, Akiva explains it all.
I think
yeah.
put that on the wheel right now.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just think it's a segment and not maybe like maybe it could be in the mailbag. Like, I don't know if I could do a full 45 minutes to an hour on Jay Leno. On the IMDb message
yeah,
board.
But you just, you what, you explain four or five things, that's 45 mm-hmm. minutes.
It's yeah, there. And I'm explaining and to like a youngin.
Yeah, it's almost like a How I Met Your Mother type situation where we get like some inquisitive
one of them fake,
youngsters.
Maybe?
Two hostages?
Is one of them fake?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I don't think it needs to be. I mean, we do a lot of nostalgia on this podcast.
No, I don't think it's out. I just don't know if I have enough for an hour. Send in ideas. People who know me, like, give me ideas okay. of things I could talk about.
All right,
about.
One more, Akiva.
Okay, fine. All right, you go first.
Okay. How about, what do you call a blind deer?
What?
No idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
You got, like, some...
That's sad.
Yeah.
It is sad.
It's more sad than funny.
Mm-hmm. There's reluctance.
Just yeah. worrying about the blind deer.
Mm-hmm. That's the title of my autobiography.
Fine. I'll go with the. All right. What do you call a bee that can't make up its mind? A bee that can't make up its mind. A maybe.
Maybe.
A maybe.
Okay.
That's been the dad joke off, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, like, wasn't that exactly what you expected?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Did we deliver?
I'm not disappointed. We still don't know what Katie's laugh sounds like, but maybe next time.
I mean, she's laughed at lots of things, just not the dad joke.
Right. That's true. Yes. That is true. Yeah. That is true. That yes. is true. That is true.
I do find humor in things.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like that there are a lot of children of the listeners that are going mm-hmm. to be exposed to these jokes.
Yeah, this could be a very popular joke with like a very popular episode with like Maddie and all of our listeners who are sort of like forced to listen in the car, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Maddie at this point might be a little old for the dad.
Yeah,
jokes.
She might be too cool. Too
she
cool.
She might have aged out.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
That is I used to have one dad joke that I really liked as a child. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a dad joke so much as just a bad joke, but let's see if anyone reacts to it. Mm-hmm. What's green and dangerous?
What?
A frog with a hand grenade.
Wow.
Not a bad wrong. Joke.
Not That's wrong. Good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
I used to love that joke, but mm-hmm. that was a long time ago.
Wow.
It's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And green.
Mm-hmm.
Small grenade, though.
Yeah. Can the
it could be a big frog.
Yeah, I guess.
The frog can just hop away out of the blast zone, perhaps.
Just grab the pin and hop away.
Yeah. yeah. You see a frog hopping off with a grenade pin. It's like you're in big trouble.
Return
the eye immediately.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva, how are you feeling about the dad joke off?
I had a good time. I think we had fun.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't promise great jokes. We just promised to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Listeners did a good job sending in hundreds of jokes. So yes. Shout out to them.
Yes.
It was because it wasn't in a super form, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, super form is, you know, burn it with fire. Have a frog throw a grenade at it.
And you had a lot of time that you were able to solicit the jokes for. Like, this wasn't one where you had to record it like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about for the panel? Was this torture to listen to the dad jokes?
Oh.
Okay.
No, I had fun. I definitely laughed more than I thought I was going to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just not at the jokes.
Yeah, you were the biggest dad joke laugher.
Yeah, I was giving Paula Abdul today. I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling I'm turning a new leaf. I'm turning my hater lifestyle off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just for the time being.
Do you know whose wedding Paula Abdul sang at this crowd?
Mariah Carey.
Nope, not Mariah Carey. It was Paris Hilton.
Wedding of the century.
Oh.
Wedding of the century. Yeah. Yep. Kim was there. Nicole Richie. The whole crew back together.
Mm-hmm.
No Lindsay Lohan. I don't. Were they friends, Lindsay Lohan and Paris? I don't know.
I don't know.
They went out at times. Like, yes. There is definitely pictures of like Paris, Brittany, Lindsay. Like,
but do you still hang out with your party friends from your 20s? I don't know.
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
I think Paris Hilton has publicly made fun of Lindsay Lohan more than once.
Oh my God.
With disrespect since then.
What did she say?
Oh, I don't know.
But it's good to see Paris and Nicole, you know, back together.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And Paris looked absolutely beautiful. Her gown was
11 gowns.
She had 11 wedding dresses?
11. I think.
Yeah, and they were all
gorgeous. You owned a hotel. I'd have 11.
Do you think the family from The Simple Life was invited? Like the family that used to stay at the farm?
Probably.
Probably.
I'm Maybe. Sure
they probably still keep in touch.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Alrighty.
We have a mailbag coming up. All the panelists are welcome to join us and invited for the mailbag, but it is not mandatory to stay for a mailbag. How's everybody feeling?
Feeling great.
Feeling
good? Hang out.
I'll stay. Yeah. I always wait to hear what they say.
Akiva, so. I feel like this is a rarity that the entire panel stays for a mailbag.
Yep. Sombrero. Okay.
Good.
Patrick.
Good. All right. Akiva, can you give us a tease for the mailbag? Is it a loaded mailbag?
It's got a lot. We've got plenty of ideas, and hopefully our guests have come with, prepared with an idea or two also.
Okay.
Always.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, mailbag number 155 here on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Be back right after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we are back with our panel of the dad joke experts. Congratulations to the top dad joke of the year, the obese parrot. Can you give it to us one more time?
Rob, I don't know if you heard, but my obese parrot recently died.
Yes?
Yeah, oh it's God. Been a real weight off my shoulder.
Hey-o.
Hey!
Round of applause.
Mm-hmm. I've always said.
Yeah. Okay. Well done. Mm-hmm. And so, Akiva, where should we pick off here on mailbag number 155?
Okay. This was an idea. So we have a Fiverr idea coming up soon, which is we're going to go on the website, Fiverr.com. I think I read this last week. I'm getting old.
Okay.
Okay.
I read this last week.
All right. Are you sure you're not reading RENAP intern Amanda's notes from last week's episode?
No, because it was the, we go under an alias and we hire someone to teach us how to podcast.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I think we took, you we did talk last about week. That yeah. last yes. week.
It was yes. a good idea, but I read it and I didn't unbolt it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read, so I'll go first with this one, only because it mentions one of our three panelists.
Yes. Okay.
From Tyler B. And Tyler B says, this is called Robin and Akiva are Mean Girls. Not sure if you've done this one yet, but you guys should watch Tina Fey's Mean Girls and podcast about your thoughts. For an extra twist and extra content, create your own burn book of some sort. You create funny, lighthearted burns to your fellow podcasters. This could be a fun blog to create and put on the website. P.S. Kirsten would be a great guest on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. I'm always a great yes. guest on any podcast.
Kirsten, would you help us make a burn book of the other podcasters?
See, the thing is I feel like that's something that in theory, it's like, oh yeah, Kirsten could do that. She's really mean. But I mm-hmm. need like something to work off of. I think that there are definitely more qualified yeah. people in like the rehab verse. Right. Like I think Lita Broman stands sure. out as someone who's always really good at writing those reads.
Akiva, who is this from?
Tyler B.
Tyler B. Booms. If I may address Tyler B.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler yeah. B, thank you for listening to the podcast. We appreciate you submitting your idea, but I'd rather not make a burn book of the other podcasters. Mm-hmm. My life is fine. I need to protect my peace. I don't need that.
Akiva already has a burn book, and it's of the six people he wants to have to fight in a ladder match to get mm-hmm. into the mm-hmm. Royal Rumble. Oh,
that was one from the Reddit this week of like, oh, why is Rob being so no fun about Rob's being a real baby about not mm-hmm. wanting the bottom six people from the Royal Rumble mm-hmm. to fight yeah. in the ladder match? Just let yeah, us
that,
live.
I posted that.
Let
I
us have that. Fun. Okay.
Yeah, but Kate, it's like, no.
I bet Rob has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm with Rob on this one. Like, if I found out I was in the bottom six people in the consideration, it wouldn't be like, oh, I'm in the top 36 people in consideration. It'd be like, oh, wow, they hate me and I'm in the bottom six. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to know where they stand.
Maybe a roast would be more fun than a burn book.
We roasted us. We didn't, like, give the roast back to people. For the 100th episode, we had
I think the roasts are out.
Roasts are out?
I think roasts are out, yeah.
Comedy Central hasn't done one in a while.
Didn't they yeah. just true.
Netflix is doing the Jonas Family roast.
Oh, really?
I saw an ad for that.
Is the yeah. bonus Jonas going to be there?
Pete Davidson was that really giving it to them.
But that's
giving it to everybody yeah. these days.
Did you hear what the bonus Jonas did on TikTok?
No, what did he do?
He went to a party and handed out a Scientology necklace to a lot of famous people. Like he gave it to Charli D'Amelio and Suni Lee. And he just took pictures of with all the famous celebrities in the Scientology necklace. I'm like, bonus Jonas, if he goes missing, you know who did it.
Mm.
So he's not a Scientologist. Joke? He was trying to prank yeah. them into Scientology.
Well, he's just going to get sued. The Scientologists, they like to sue.
Mm-hmm.
That's why bonus Jonas is in the news lately. So
they're very litigious. So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We love them. Don't sue us, Scientology guys. We love you guys.
Yeah, Scientology is good and fine.
It's fine.
Love that.
I don't know if I go that mm-hmm. far.
Yeah. Hey, are they listening?
Mm-hmm.
They're good Always. And fine.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, Wiki, what else you got?
This is from Will C. He says, Rob and Akiva get lit. Here's a great idea for a format. It's a potential book club podcast. You'll need a guest for this episode. The guest should be a fan of whatever book you chose. Ideally, having read it multiple times, you'll spill responsibilities three ways. The guest will read the book straight up. Rob or Akiva will read the cliff notes. The other one watches a movie of the book. So one of us, the guest reads the
book.
But
who is this for? Why is Rob and Akiva need a book club an idea?
That's not what it's called. It's called Rob and Akiva Get Lit.
Much yeah. I mean, here's the problem. So
like
Akiva, yes. do you read books?
Like literature.
Akiva, Akiva you're a reader.
Akiva's been reading my whole life.
Okay. Very well read. Now, as far as I know, Rob likes self-help books, right?
Well, I like audio books. I feel, I'm not opposed to an audio book of fiction, but I tend to prefer nonfiction.
I would like to make a suggestion if you were to do this. I think the movie in question/book should be Twilight.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah.
I think if you get a guest who reads Twilight, you get one of you reads like the cliff notes of Twilight and one of you watches the Twilight
movie. Are there cliff notes of Twilight?
I'm guarantee you there are. If they don't exist, guess what? I can write them, baby. I've read the Twilight books at least 15
I've seen the movie.
Times.
Akiva, get ready to read.
Oh, no. No, the guest is the reader. I'm the Cliff's Notes guy.
Okay. So I just feel like that Twilight is so, like, what are we comparing? Like, I feel like that the IP is so well known. Like, what are we getting out of it? Like, it's not like, had it not been like a well-known property, like, I might be like, hey, get this. There's vampires. They can go out in the daytime. They're in high school. They're having a love triangle with a werewolf.
I sparkle.
Personally think there's a lot to unpack there. I am an unrepentant Twilight stan, and I think I would love to hear you and Akiva talk about Twilight.
Is 50
it's fine. You can say no.
50 Shades funnier to have the book and the movie in the Cliff Notes?
No.
Okay.
50 Shades of Grey is horrifying.
Okay. And so I don't know what we're doing with Twilight.
That's too close to the fan fiction episode anyway. So. Okay.
So
it is technically fan fiction,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's Twilight fan fiction, yes.
I don't know.
The more you know.
I think that we might have something, but I feel like it shouldn't be something that's so well known that I don't know what we're going to talk about.
The baseball scene. I listened to a whole podcast just about the baseball scene of Twilight once.
Akiva, so. How are you feeling about any of this?
I'm not against Twilight. I'd like to see maybe are people into it, because I agree. It's in this weird. Something comes out and it's like, oh, that's fun to make fun of it. And then it like goes away and becomes established. Then there's like nostalgia where it's like, oh, Akiva's never seen Star Wars. That's like a zillion years old. We could watch that. But is it in the gray zone where it's like,
yeah,
it needs to be.
Maybe it's old enough at this point.
The thing is, too, is Stephanie Meyer has a new book coming out. So you could have it coincide with when her new book comes out, which is about spoilers for the Twilight saga, in case anyone cares. The new book is going to be about the werewolf Jacob and his relationship with Bella and Edward's daughter when she is physically 18 years old, but it's only 7 years after the last book. So yeah, that's what she's writing next. I'm not going to be reading that. Okay.
Inappropriate.
So I feel like that there's something there if like one of us reads a book and the other one watches a movie about something and we're sort of like comparing notes about like, wait, they did what? But I don't think that Twilight is that, because I think that it's just like I've seen the movie already. Like, I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to be that shocking there.
I think you'd be surprised, but I understand. I'm not going to fight for this one.
Let's see if people are like super into it, because I'm not against it, but I'm also not ready to put it on the wheel.
You know, intellectual property, then, you know, I think there could be something with this idea. I don't think that Twilight is the right idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wanted to turn the table to the panelists for a second and ask them if they have any ideas.
I feel like the natural sequel to the Dad Jokes podcast has to be the Obama Jokes podcast.
No.
Ooh.
Obama Jokes?
No. Oh,
yo Mama Jokes.
Yo Mama Jokes.
I was like, what do you say? Like, have you, like, thanks, Obama?
There was an Obama dad joke.
Yes.
Yeah? So,
it was, what is Michelle Obama's favorite vegetable? Broccoli.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like what you said about broccoli.
All right. I don't know. Your mama jokes. If this was like Robin and Akiva need a podcast in 2007, I'd be like, perfect. Try not to get, you know, I don't know. I don't know how many your mama jokes are fifth grade at this point.
I mean, does anybody want to hear us reading like, you know, yo mama's got to such bad breath?
Was that a big one? Was that a big, like, was that a big setup for the mama joke? She's got such bad breath.
No, but I kind of felt like that nobody's going to be offended about, like, hey, I have bad breath.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Halitosis is no joke.
No joke.
Okay, I had one other idea. So in honor of Taylor Swift dropping the re-release of the Red album.
Should we call this episode Dad Jokes or Trash or whatever, in parentheses Taylor's version? Is that done? Is that too done?
You want Taylor Swift to own this podcast?
What should we call it?
She's very litigious.
What if it's like Taylor Cotter's version that gets us out of it or something?
Sign me up.
I want Taylor Cotter's version of everything.
Okay, well,
what was the idea?
Okay, Nicole, what was your idea?
So Rob and Akiva get Swifty. They become Swifties. I feel like there has to be a Taylor Swift expert. Like, the All Too Well lore is very, very deep. And, like, trying to explain it to anybody has been really complicated. So maybe we could have somebody walk Rob and Akiva through the re-release and kind of explain why it's so iconic.
My problem with this is, like, we should have done it this week. Like, I feel like that's something that, like, the further away we get from it, like, the less sense it makes.
Well, then you can put it in for her next re-release to get a Swiftie stand
explain whatever her next one is. Who could have known there was an album coming out this week? How would we know?
I didn't realize it would take over the culture like this. She's done a bunch and they have it all.
This
is the biggest one. This has been the biggest one.
I mean,
it's the Jake John Hall of it all.
This one also had like the longest lead up and hype towards it.
What's
like
the next one?
I think it's the next one. Speak Now. I'm not sure if we know.
I hope it's 1989, but that's just me.
I mean, yeah, that's what we all wanted in the summer, but then instead we got Sad Girl Fall, you know? But I think, like, once you know what the next one is, you could then wheel jam for whatever the next album is. Because there's lore to all of her albums.
Well, that's why we have an assistant now. Amanda's going to remind me when the next Taylor Swift album comes out.
Akiva, I was furious yesterday. I was listening to I put on a Jets podcast, and they opened with, like, 10 minutes of like ice cold Taylor Swift takes about how all her music is about guys breaking up with her, and they like at some point, like, isn't she the problem? And I was screaming in my car. I'm like, I didn't tune in to listen to this.
Yeah, that's wild.
Well, you should unsubscribe from that podcast because the hosts sound like real assholes.
Yeah. The Can't Wait Athletic Jets podcast.
That's right. Call them out.
I'm already a Swiftie. I love it.
I'm the opposite of a Swiftie, but I think those are cold takes, even as super someone who's cold not a takes.
And also not the right form, he's saying. It's a very specific podcast about the Jets.
Okay, here's a joke. The guy was doing, like, you know, 10 minutes takes on Taylor Swift.
A hot 10 on Taylor. Do that at the end of the episode also. Like,
no,
hey,
don't do that Swifties at all. Like, here's the thing.
Why so bothered?
You could like things, you could not like things, but when you're so bothered about other people liking something, it just makes you sound horrible. Like Katie said she's not a Swiftie. Notice how she's just being a normal human with manners.
Today I am. Yesterday, not so much, but only in the, not on a podcast.
Yeah, that's fair.
To be fair.
Okay. All right.
All right.
What else we got?
Put that. Yeah. Katie, you have any ideas for us?
So I have a thought. It's not a fully baked thought, but perfect. I would love to hear you guys. And I think it would be really funny and interesting to do something around that VH1 show, The Pickup Artist, with that guy Mystery and the big fuzzy hat. I don't know what it could be, but it just feels like that's due for a conversation in 2021.
Like maybe or 2022. Like, Rob and Akiva are going to like give out some tips on like how to pick up women.
Or maybe like rate his tips or like revisit his terrible advice that he gave in the early 2000s.
I think Chappelle
this
is
feels like it would be. Yeah, I think Chappelle would be great for that.
What are we watching that show? Is it available anywhere?
I'm sure.
Oh, you can find it.
Okay. I mean, I think that there's something there with watching the episode. What was it called? I've never seen it. I've heard
The Pickup Artist. Oh, you've got to see the guy. His name is Mystery.
I've heard about it many times. Yes.
I think you watch an episode with Chappelle, and then
is it on
you
Paramount Plus?
Maybe.
I think it's
on Prime Video.
Okay.
Perfect.
See? Easy. Yeah. You talk about it with Chappelle. Yeah,
he's got
and then
the Jamiroquai hat on.
Yes. Yes.
And then you go over the tips.
This video is currently unavailable to watch in your location.
I'll find it for you. That's the least of our problems. This guy hasn't been canceled yet. That seems shocking.
Oh, I'm sure he probably is. Maybe we could do like a where is he now?
This probably should have been one of those milkshake talk things where like the show came out and by episode two, it's like, we were going to inform you.
Akiva, could I give you the episode titles for all of the episodes of season one of The Pickup Artist?
I would love it.
This is a season two also. Okay. All right. I guess the first episode is called Geeks Meet Master. Eight lonely, socially inept men who are desperate for love travel to Austin, Texas to receive guidance and training from the world's greatest pickup artist, Mystery.
World's greatest.
I'll say this also. Like, we could find, listening to the show, easily, eight socially inept men.
On the Wikipedia page for this show, it shows the contestants' reasons for being on the show. Mm-hmm. And on season two, one of their reasons is cried when his girlfriend dumped him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a loser.
That's, oh, yeah. I think it's okay to cry when you get dumped.
Yeah.
Oh, and then someone else flew across the country and his girlfriend dumped him upon arrival. That's rough.
And then he cried.
That is rough.
That's rough.
Yeah, is that the same guy who cried? Because I don't blame him.
No, they're different guys.
He flew across the country to see his girlfriend.
And got dumped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Well, he could have dumped him before he got there. He needs to waste the flight.
I have a feeling that there might be two sides to this story. and I think that the woman on the receiving end of that visit might not have said that was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she know that was her boyfriend?
I'm with you on that one.
If you fly across the country to see your girlfriend and she dumps you on the spot, she was not your girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did she dump you with a restraining order?
Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
Couch guy is shaking right now.
Couch guy is shaking. Akiva, the other episodes are called The Game Begins, What Girls Like, which is the seven remaining students compete in a challenge where they must entertain preschool girls with their own rendition of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. What is going on here?
There's a lot to unpack
right. with this show.
The other episode's The First Kiss. Next episode is called Coffee Shop : A Female Watering Hole. Is a coffee shop a female watering hole?
I just, when you said coffee
shop, the feminine shop, urge to drink coffee. You like that.
Nailed Nicole. It. Nailed it.
Yes. Yeah. Next episode is called A Date with Lingerie. The episode after that is called How to Get Exotic. And finally, the finale of season one is called The New Master Pickup Artist.
Oh, yeah. I
this
think
aired
there's a
in
lot
2007.
There. I think you get Chappelle, have a good time.
Okay. That's a little bit of a RJP rewind throwback.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we could check in and see where the guys are now.
I wonder if any are on Cameo.
Or even where is Mystery now?
Probably jail.
Is he still going by the name of Mystery? Probably jail.
Jordy the good run.
Oh, he's Canadian. Oh. Does that mean I have to support?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to.
All no, right. you don't. I don't think you have to.
So, what is this episode titled? Rob and Akiva are pickup artists?
Pickup artists.
Rob and Akiva get picked up.
Oh, we're getting picked up?
I mean, I think it's a snappier title.
Get picked up?
Rob and Akiva are fine apples.
Our fine apples. Okay, so Akiva, you can look to see if we can find these episodes, and then if so, we'll put it on the wheel.
I'm not ready. I want more because, like, I feel like people are going to be like, "Do you know what Mystery?" But yeah, I'll consider it, and I know I'll find the episodes if we put it on the wheel. Okay. Yes.
All right. So pending a background check.
No, because the background check is not going to come back good. Just put it on the wheel, and then you can talk about how you disavow.
Okay. Let me consider it for a week. Amanda, remind me 1 week.
If Kirsten says just put it on the wheel, like, that's good enough for me.
That I know, but sometimes just all of the bad episodes come from...
Yeah. Remember the last time I had to fight and fight and fight to get an episode on this wheel?
Mm-hmm.
And by then the way, Geeks 2 was a success.
Mystery.
Yeah,
Mystery is the Canadian pickup artist who developed a system of attracting women called the Mystery Method. His real name is Eric Von Markovic. Okay. I mean, that sounds... but Akiva,
fancy.
Akiva, you're really going to hate him when you hear this. Mystery describes himself as a late bloomer and acknowledges that he spent his early life playing Dungeons and Dragons and he had little or no success with women. So Akiva's
theory
That
was actually my next idea for you guys, is to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, no. Akiva has famously...
Akiva thinks he's too cool for it.
Yeah. Says that's too nerdy.
Listen, right. Mystery, the number one pickup artist in the world, didn't think it was too nerdy. Yeah,
but that's when he wasn't getting any women.
True, that's true.
Mm-hmm, before he started going to the coffee shop.
I think he used
female water.
Women's watering.
Do you think he used his D&D skills to pick up women? Yeah. Like, maybe. He has to, like, roll a die first to be like, okay, what did I get?
Yeah, his seduction points were off the chart. I wonder if that's how he made his character. Oh, maybe. You think that was,
Maybe.
Interesting. Okay, Akiva, how does D&D sound to you now?
Not great. you think I need to pick up more women? Like, that's my problem?
I mean, I know lots of hotties who play D&D.
I'm not saying
it's coming back. You can have
hot losers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're calling Frail Mary a hot loser?
No.
Well, what are you saying then?
Does Paul Rudd play D&D?
I have no problem with Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. I keep getting dragged into this conversation. Like, you don't like hockey. Does everyone accuse you of thinking everyone who's into hockey is like, thinks, you know, I don't know. I don't
First
know.
First of all, I don't have a problem with hockey.
Carissa says she supports all Canadians.
I actually don't have an issue with hockey. Hockey just hurt my feelings a lot, so I don't watch it as much as I used to, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. I told Chappelle, I'm a Kraken stan now with him. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a team, Rob.
I understand. Thank you.
So Mike from Tampa has one. This will be my last idea for
okay.
It's called Rob and Akiva Fool Us. And he says, KFC did such an incredible job organizing, grabbing guests for What's My Age Again. Loved hearing both of you banter with the folks who hadn't heard of Renap, and it spawned another idea. Can Rob and Akiva accurately guess people who listen to Renap versus those who don't? Avid listeners who have never interacted much with Rob and Akiva, but are comfortable doing so in the medium, are encouraged to apply, as are the family, friends, enemies of the loyal listeners who have no idea what Renap is. Can Rob and Akiva sift through the fakes? Will they be fooled by a very non-savvy listener?
And think that they are listeners of the podcast?
I think the only way they could do that is by listening to the podcast. You know what I mean?
It would be impossible.
I don't know. Yeah.
I could ask them two questions. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll pretend. All right.
Wait, what would your two questions be?
I'm Johnny McFaker. Ask me two questions.
All right. Akiva. Why do I always talk about George Clooney?
Now, I'm one of the hosts of the podcast, and I don't really know the answer to that question.
But would you make up a lie, or would you say that, Rob, I've never heard you talk about George Clooney on the podcast. Right, when you said he was the 2-time sexiest man.
So you should ask like questions like that, that know that you don't listen. I don't know, like you're proving that you do listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it would be very easy to weed out that somebody is a fake listener to the podcast.
Right. Like, tell us what the crappy movie diaper is. Like, name one thing in there.
So that
name an episode of this show.
Crappy movie diaper right now.
Yeah, I don't know. We could. The point is, we might not be able to get one question, but we definitely be able to get them with like five questions.
Mm-hmm. Now, a long time ago, I came up with an episode title for Rob and Akiva are dumb idiots, but we never came up with a concept for the title.
Yes.
And I just would like to appeal to the listeners. If you have any ideas for what we could do for an episode, Rob and Akiva are dumb idiots. Because it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's like
things we don't know at all and like people are teaching us?
Yeah.
Like,
something to do with stuff you don't know about. I don't know. I'm not the ideas guy, but I think that'd be a really funny name for an episode. So I'm putting out the appeal that someone could help us think of an idea.
Okay.
Manifest it.
Just going back to any old business from last week, just some things that were talked about. We are still trying to look for Rob and Akiva impersonators.
Can I ask why that was a thing?
Did we talk about some impersonator? Did that come out of the It Takes Two podcast?
I don't remember, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think I would fail the Are You a Diehard Rob and Akiva fan? I'm missing something.
Yeah. We're still looking for games for Renap Squid Game.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Twitter Spaces mailbag. We said we're going to do it. Did you see that?
Let's do that next week.
Spaces got a little bit of a glow up this week. It's in a much more prominent spot. It used to be buried on the Twitter app.
Yeah, they're pushing it. I think we should do that next week. Okay. Yeah, how about that?
You think that's going to be the hotness?
That'll be the next week. The mailbag is Twitter, unless like something I'm not thinking of comes up and it's like, oh, we'll wait a week. But tentatively, that's next week's mailbag.
Okay. And then, okay. I think that that's, you know, the bulk of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. These, the weekly recaps we get from Amanda are really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
She writes the minutes of everything.
Yeah. Give us a time between, 34 minutes and, 3 hours from last week's episode. We'll tell you what was happening.
Okay. Give me 1 hour, 48 minutes in.
1 hour and 48 minutes. Let's see. That was right in between when Akiva was pitching a scam episode and before a quick mailbag interlude for Nicole. And Akiva pitched an idea called What Am I Eating?
No, why isn't that on the wheel?
Yeah.
Put it on.
What Am I Eating is the best idea I've ever had. Like, one day people will realize how good that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Breaking barriers.
Did we work it all this week about trying to get Kyle Chandler on the podcast, Akiva? Did we move the ball forward anywhere on that?
I did not.
Akiva's scared.
I'm not scared. I will work on it this week. That is one of my jobs for this week.
All right. Well, let's take a look at what is out there on the wheel. Okay. We didn't add anything officially to the wheel, but the pickup artists and mm-hmm. is there anything to do with the sexiest men?
I've seen the list recently.
Yeah.
So it was a funny idea, but I do think that's a little bit of a 32 fans idea.
Okay. All right. So the idea that I thought of, that's like, oh, well, I think I should do it on my other podcast without
you. You're going to hate this idea. You're not going to, if you want to do the episode. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way less interested in hearing what Alex Chester thinks makes a man attractive than I am of hearing how
that's one of the nicest things you've ever said about me. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't think Rob will like that episode. That's you
know,
my,
like, what will I not like? You don't know what I like and what I don't like.
I do. 5 minutes into that episode.
How did last week's episode happen if you know what I like and don't like?
I said, let's not have Nicole on for that segment.
But can I ask a serious question about last week's episode?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That came up after a coin flip, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you were aware that you were only going to have a couple of days to get things together to record. Like, why did you choose that idea?
I'm dumb and stupid and a dumb, stupid idiot. That's why we're trying to get that on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very trippy out of context.
Okay. All right. Here's what's coming up on the wheel. Season 3, episode 7, the coin flip, the crappy movie diaper, mm-hmm. guest choice, Robin and Keith write a mm-hmm. kid's book, the mm-hmm. dad joke off.
That's this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Doing it again.
That's off the wheel. I X'd it out, but I said it out loud. Movie mm-hmm. commentary. We have a human lie detector. Fiverr Goes West and Five Nights at Bally's. I'd say this wheel is actually very dummy skinny right now.
Yeah, but I like everything that's on the wheel. But I agree.
Things on the wheel.
Well,
we're just trying
is
to
something you could put right on the wheel today.
What?
Robin and Kiva get picked up.
No, I want that to simmer. But also, I also want season 3, episode 7, which has not come up in like a year at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to come up. Let it, you know, season 3, episode 7 last came up One Tree Hill. That was with Brian Cohen.
Well, why didn't you pick season 3, episode 7 last week when you had the coin flip then?
I guess I could, but listen, there could be guest choices. June 20th was the last time we did season 3, episode 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's been a while.
All right. So let's go ahead and let's see what's on the wheel. And we'll see if we could then add next week our idea. If I could give some feedback directly to Renap intern Amanda, we should have a section that says like things to add to the wheel this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Action items.
Great. Because we have important dates. That in November, December, Akiva and Mike Hanukkah song ranking. Is that a thing?
What?
That's a big reaction from TikTok Nicole.
I did want to re-rank, there's four Jewish people on Survivor this year. I didn't think about like maybe reissuing my Jewish Survivor rankings if there's interest for that at some point.
Okay. Would you want to do that on Rob as a podcast, or are you going to do that on 32 Fans?
Are you doing
fans?
A holiday show? I think you didn't. No, I wouldn't do it on 32 Fans. That's a Survivor thing. But I mean, are you doing a holiday show this year? I don't know. You didn't do it last
we'll
year.
We'll see. I feel like it's
a lot of work. I know.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. And, I hear that people often like vacation over the holidays. And that sounds like a very interesting idea.
Look at East Coast Rob going on vacations.
I'd like to not
on
be
Christmas Day.
Not be podcasting Rob, every single day over the holidays.
Fair enough.
If that's possible.
Fair enough.
You know, let's see.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's on the wheel. And
yeah,
is Five Nights at Fally's is good to go?
I like that idea.
Should that include the oral history of Jay Leno?
I mean, we could mention it. I don't know if that's, like, oh, you can't understand this show, Jimmy Fallon show, unless you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. So here we go. Let's see what's episode number 156. Oh, Akiva, it's season 3, episode 7.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's exciting.
Manifested.
Okay,
you're not going to use your veto or anything, right?
No, although it is late in the year, we feel like veto.
That you secretly do not like season 3, episode 7.
I do like it. And you know why I like it? As like,
because the people on Twitter are like, oh, I hate when you guys just watch things and then you don't like
that. No, that's absurd.
People say it on Twitter.
That's not. I'll tell you why I like it. Because when it doesn't come up, the wheel gets thinned out too quickly. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why we have nothing. Because if that had come up a few more times over the last few months, we'd have 10 things on the wheel instead of just 5 or 6.
Okay.
I'm all just right. Surprised Akiva didn't say he wanted it and then use the veto on it.
No, that would be very fun. I still can. I could use it at any point. After, okay. Why would I use it before I find out what show?
You want to veto once you hear what the ball is?
I don't think I want to veto, but I wouldn't veto before the ball. That would be nuts.
Okay. All right. Akiva. In my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can I read everyone what the idea is? Because it's been so long.
Sure.
People haven't heard it in months.
Builds up the anticipation.
Unless they're on Will's Wheel waiting room constantly, like they don't know.
Robswebsite.com/wheel list.
Yes. So this on this great document, we have Gilligan's Island, Gilmore Girls, Doogie Howser, M.D. Who's the boss? We will finally find out who the boss is. Early edition, Frasier, Desperate Housewives. Yeah, Frasier.
Why is it like
Desperate Housewives, The Sopranos, which I don't know if we're going to get your wife at this point. Maybe we should. Take the Sopranos off. I don't know.
I think she would love to talk about a Sopranos episode. That might be the one way you could get her back, is if it was the Sopranos. Okay. She listens to the Talking Sopranos podcast nonstop. I have to hear Michael Imperioli and Steve Sharippa opining about the Sopranos constantly. Now I know how it feels like the people that whose spouse listens to Rob as a podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Full House, Sister, Sliders, and Herman's Head.
Okay.
12 television shows.
All right. And the season 3, episode 7 for episode number 156 is going to be Sopranos!
Oh my gosh!
Let me see what I can do.
This might be the first time an idea that I put out there has been chosen for the wheel. This is so exciting.
Okay. Season 3, episode 7 of Sopranos. This is a good time. I'm sure. I think Nicole would make the time, Akiva.
I'm excited. I will record at any point.
Okay.
For S37.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Should we call her?
Fine,
you could tell her. You could tell her the joke about the obese parrot.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. She'll be so mad that I'm calling her on the podcast. Let's see. I'll do FaceTime audio.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. All right. Got to make sure not to do FaceTime video. Okay. All right. FaceTime audio. That works better than a phone call. Okay.
Hold on. Hello.
Hi. You're on live on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Oh yay.
Nicole, that season 3, episode 7 of Sopranos came up in the fishbowl. Would you come on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast to recap season 3, episode 7 of Sopranos?
You know, Oh, I was on it last time. I think I'm good.
Oh, you would. You wouldn't come back to talk about season 3
episode
7.
We shouldn't have wasted her appearance.
Well, we'd have to talk negotiations.
Well, what does Akiva have to do to get you to come back on?
I think you'd have to do. I don't think I'd have to do anything.
I don't know. I have to make sure that it's a good show.
What do you mean it's a good show? What episode is it? Season 3, episode 7?
No, I'm talking about this show that I'm talking about.
Well, you know what show it is.
She means it's a good episode, yeah. Like that we do a good job.
I make sure that it's going to go smoothly. Akiva's not going to mess it up.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Season 3, episode 7 of Sopranos. Can I tell you what the episode is and then see if that strikes your fancy? It's called Second Opinion. Newly made Christopher has his probation period under Paulie extended. Tony encourages Uncle Junior to get a second opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Carmela and Tony have time to be together.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do better on the show.
Well, that's what we talk about season 3, episode 7.
Okay. Oh, that's what pulled up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Christopher is my favorite.
All right. So it's a big Christopher episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I guess so. But Akiva, don't mess it up.
Yeah.
All right.
That we've done like 155 of these. Yeah, I've only messed up like 10 at most.
All right. That sounds like like a yes.
I'll contemplate.
Okay. All right. I'll see you in a couple minutes. Okay.
Are you gonna keep up for another 4 hours? Because you guys have been in there a while, and I'm gonna.
No, we're wrapping up.
Okay, we're almost.
You were going out the door. He's like, I got to speak to my wife. Okay. I miss her so much.
All right,
good day.
Okay, bye. Okay, so that sounded promising.
It'd be really funny if Akiva used his veto now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, sorry.
I just like I like the idea of Akiva and Nicole having like a real rivalry.
Right. Well, I think it's one way. She just, you know, was anti me. I'm not anti Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos.
Okay. I'm excited. With or without Nicole next week, we'll be here.
I mean, I think it sounds likely.
Now we gotta work out the times for all three of us. It's tricky.
It will be a little complicated, but I think we can do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
So that's what's coming up next week. Let's check back in with the panel. TikTok Nicole, what's coming up for you?
Just chilling, hanging out, enjoying the weekend. I've been actually covering Project Runway over on Silent Podcasts.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. We're recording tomorrow. Very fun season of Project Runway. A lot of drama. So that's
Project Runway, is that still on VH1?
No, it's Lifetime. It was on Lifetime for a little bit, and then it's back to Bravo. And you can tell, like, there's really up in the drama. I feel like they're giving them Real Housewives producers over there. So.
Yes, that makes sense.
A good watch, so definitely check it out.
Yes, okay. All right. And of course, where could people find you on social media, Nicole?
Oh, everywhere behind the secret.
Yes.
New secrets every day.
Okay.
Dropping live on my Twitter.
All right. Nicole, do you have any fantasy football advice that you want to give out to any of the listeners?
Just pray as hard as you can that your players don't get COVID, because like a bunch of the people just drop like flies. It's been kind of rough.
COVID is better than torn ACL.
That's true. Hey, I've been there. Not fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Katie, this was so nice to have you here for the dad joke off. Thank you for making time to come on and do this. You don't regret it, do you?
No, absolutely not. I had a great time.
Okay. Katie, where can people keep up with you?
On all social media platforms at Real Slim Katie, except for Twitch, where it's at Real Slim Katie with an underscore, because someone else is Real Slim Katie, who is not me.
Is it? Where's the
underscore?
That's
where I'm just talking to myself at the end. So okay. Real Slim Katie underscore.
Got it. And Rob, we like to rate people's Twitter and social media handles. That's a good name, right? Real Slim Katie.
Yeah, that's a great, especially without the
very
underscore.
Very good brand.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great
with the underscore is F, but without it.
It's okay. And everywhere it matters, it doesn't have the underscore. Twitch is the only place with the underscore, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Okay. Well, great job. And the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, is that a banger of a housewives season?
Yes. Especially now at the point we're at, like the peak right now so far. And I have a feeling it's only going to go up from there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have on good authority that this weekend's episode is going to be a top five all time episode.
That's what Andy Cohen says, and he's the boss over there. So, but last, I can't stop thinking about last week's episode. Truly, it is taking up too much space in my brain.
Living rent free.
Mm-hmm. All housewives do generally, but specifically last week's episode.
Are you saying housewives live rent free? Is all housewives live rent free? Is that basically?
Yeah, I think it's like a standard rule for me is that the women of the Real Housewives of any franchise take up way too much real estate in my head and it pushes out other actual important information from being retained because of how much Bravo that lives in there.
Okay. And then Kirsten McInnes, the true Kirsten McInnes type.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay. So I've been doing a lot lately, so I apologize in advance
for
that.
What have you have going on?
So Frail Mary and I guested on the Mystery Outsiders and Abs podcast talking about Riverdale season three.
Mystery Outsiders and Abs podcast? Is that a Riverdale podcast?
It is a Riverdale podcast.
Okay. It's not just a podcast about those three things.
I mean, that's what's the difference? You know, like it's the same picture. So we guested on that to talk about season three of Riverdale, which was very fun. And as well, Riverdale is coming back on Tuesday for a 5-episode event in Rivervale. So Mary and I will be breaking
Rivervale?
An alternate universe.
There's
I don't really know. Yeah, that's as far as I know. But yeah, so we'll be covering that over on Kowski Cast. That's Cow with a K. It'll be it's moving to Tuesdays too. Yes. So
Kirsten, can I interrupt your upcoming podcast to ask Akiva? Should we have an episode where we do Robin Akiva go to an alternate universe?
Not Sliders.
Sliders did cover alternate. That Akiva, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking Kirsten.
No, I'm asking. I said Akiva.
What universe would you want to be in?
I think what it was like the Bizarro universe. Like, what if we did the whole podcast and then we would do like the, you were Bizarro Akiva and I was Bizarro Rob.
What if we had other people playing us and there was a Bizarro Rob and Bizarro Akiva?
That would we take the week off?
Yeah.
What if you impersonated each other? So Akiva is Bizarro Rob and Rob is Bizarro Akiva.
All right, let's workshop that. Let's keep the wheels turning on that. Okay, Kirsten, all right. That's the what is it? The Outsiders.
Yeah, we guessed on the Mystery Outsiders and Abs podcast, but also we cover everything on KowskiCast.
Is there a comma between Mystery and Outsiders?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And they use an Oxford comma as well between Outsiders and Abs. But yeah, also KowskiCast. That's Cow with a K. I also have a weekly BoJack Horseman rewatch podcast with Lindsay Wilson called BoJack Horse Pod. Our last episode, we had Mike Bloom on, and that was really fun.
Good get.
It was a big get. So we're 2/3 of the way through season 4, which is great. Also, soon to come out, I just guested on an episode of the Hoppy Boys podcast, they talk about beer, and I made them talk about cider. That's going to come out next week.
Are they hobby boys or they're hoppy boys?
Hoppy. They're like hops.
Like hops.
Yeah. I love hearing all the podcast names.
It's a beer pun. But yeah, I made them talk about cider. We talked about Strongbow and Magners and that we recorded it last night. It hasn't come out yet, but keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Akiva, you like the name Hoppy Boys for a podcast?
Yeah. About beer? Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, hold on. Do they have like a big enough audience that they're going to cancel me if I give feedback on the title of the podcast?
I think that you're okay, but you should know that the host is a big Renap fan.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what about Hoppy Days?
I mean, they've been doing this for like 2 years. I don't think they're going to change their name.
Is it like Hoppy Boys? Is it a play on Hardy Boys?
And they're solving like the mystery of why beer is so good.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the pun on Hoppy Boys.
I think it's just
like Doughboys.
I think they just like the Doughboys, and we're like, we'll be the beer version.
Well, we're famously the Bubble Boys.
I'm on the Bubble Boys right now. And then also coming out this Friday, I was on Matt Gagan's Gossip Girl podcast, the Lonely Boys pod.
Lonely Boys. What's that a play off of?
Yeah.
So that's in Gossip Girl. Gossip Girl has like nicknames for people. So she'll call like Serena Blair, like SMB. She'll call Jenny Little J, and she calls Dan Humphrey Lonely Boy.
Okay.
So that's the Lonely Boys pod.
Okay, that works.
I came up with that name, so please don't criticize it.
Well, as long as it's meaningful, it makes sense.
Yeah. And then Ed, just follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What.
Okay. All right. Well, Kirsten, congratulations on all of the podcasting you're doing.
It just all happened at once. I haven't been this busy in a while.
Yeah. You blew up.
Who knew?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. You're still going to take our calls, right?
I have told you a million times, if you ask me Robbie to come on or nap, I will come on or nap. The only time I had to say no was when the day before the variety pack, Akiva asked me if I could come on for a segment at 2:30 in the afternoon when I'm at work. I couldn't say yes.
Okay. All right. Akiva, what's coming up for you?
NGOG. This week, we got a guest. We had a fun episode last week with no guest.
Yeah.
32 fans. We got... we're talking football stuff. Curb Your Enthusiasm. We had Alex Chester and Ovsinensky on this week. We had a good time. It was a four-way... it was a home and home. With,
home and home. Sure.
The pretty, pretty, pretty good podcast boys. Very fun. And this week, episode 4 of Curb. But Josh Wiggler and I will be there.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for listening to Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast and the Dad Joke Off. We always appreciate hearing what you thought about the episode, but we ask, please always try to be respectful of the guests and the time and effort that they put into being on the podcast. It hurts the podcast if you do not have that respect for the people that put their time and effort into being here and helping to make this show. So on that note, thank you so much for listening. Of course, subscribe to Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/renap feed for that. We'll be back next week, season 3, episode 7 of The Sopranos. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. And we'll take you out with the sweet sounds of Alexander Chester singing The Men in Black.
Here come the men in black. Won't let you remember. That,
Nicole, this is a popular TikTok dance.
Although it might seem imposing, but trust
oh,
me,
all the kids are doing it.
Section, yeah.
Believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, look at the Roswell crap.
Is it one specific dance that you have to do to this song, or you can do any dance you want to this song?
I feel like I just like let my body take me wherever it needs to go. That's on.
Shh. Good night, everybody.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.